Bond.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hey, this is Smoochie.
This is Reynaldo.
We gotta make a fucking Ray icon, dude.
Oh yeah, we still haven't done it.
What's yeah.
It basically just copy mine.
Give me a beanie. Give me a beanie. Give me a burgundy beanie.
Burgundy yeah. beanie. All right, I'll see what I can do.
That's all I wear, a burgundy beanie. Not today, though, but kind of nice outside.
All right. What do we got? We got a lot to cover, so let's get into it. First of all, thank you very much to some Twitch subs that came through recently. Drobit, Coffee Black, and Donnie Style. Thank you.
Hate to say it, man. When we're not doing this, I'm fucking blowing up out there, man. I'm playing Binding of Isaac. I'm getting viewers. It's fucking cool.
Really?
It's been fun.
Getting some subs, yeah.
Yeah, I drop by the stream every now and then. It's hard to watch considering how dirty your garage is.
I know, dude. Get a fucking screen or something.
Our studio isn't much better.
And so it begins. Ray's on his third drink with no food in his stomach, so we're going to get a really, 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 really good show.
Yeah. Have you seen how messy the background is for Emilio's garage? You can assume the floor of our studio looks exactly the same.
It's a stereotypical Mexican garage.
And we might have a before and after
chickens.
Project.
It's got chickens.
We might have a little...
Yeah, we're talking about a revamp. Of our 10 by 10 space here.
Stay tuned.
No, I think 10 by 10 is a little big. This is actually smaller.
Yeah, you're right. It's like a 10 by 8.
Yep. All right. No new Patreons this week. We want to plug that, though. You can always go to dlgaming.net, and there is a link to our Patreon up there. $2 gets you into the giveaways, so not too much there.
Yep. And then $5 gets you a t-shirt. We got to change this. We're like losing money left and right, dude. For those who have subbed recently, like in the last 2 months, and haven't got anything, I'll probably be doing it this week. I'll be sending everybody out.
Yep. So if you want that t-shirt for only $5,
it's crazy.
It's every when
somebody was like, thank you for not being crazy. Like, I forget what other website.
$30.
$50.
No.
The t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. I think it was tier. Sniper, that the one that said it was $30 on one of his Patreons.
Yeah, usually the t-shirt tiers on Patreons are around the 20. They start around the $20.
Yeah, that sounds right, guys.
Listen, it costs us about like $13.99 to buy a shirt, and then so we figure hopefully we can keep you around for 3 months.
It's not a very good margin for us.
It's terrible. After 3 months, but most people lose their debit card to get a new number or whatever and forget to resub or whatever. And then she calls them niggers, and then it's all...
Wow.
And we just got taken off Twitch.
Oh, my gosh.
It's niggers. Negative people.
You're not making it any better.
Yeah.
We do have some exciting news here, though.
Won't be the first time I got banned.
The TwitchCon house has been booked.
Yeah, so
boom.
Big news. I know it was taking quite a bit, but I am so excited to announce that Casa de TwitchCon for the DLG podcast
look at that view.
Is officially booked. And it's not a modest rental at all. We really went all out.
Oh, this tastes like shit.
It's
oh my goodness.
She bought 50 cent energy drinks.
Oh yes. My god.
At the dollar store.
I'm broke now, don't
you
know?
If you buy something at the dollar store, it's not a full dollar.
I'm broke now, don't you know?
Oh my god. You guys sub to the Patreon. She's poor. She's buying.
Can you imagine something showing up to a dollar store and they're like, we can't charge a dollar for this? That's what happened with these.
I think it was $1.50 for
three.
It says
two for a dollar. That's what the price says. You have to take them two at a time. We got to get this toxic shit out of our store.
Oh my goodness.
No, this is a super dope house.
Yeah, so we have this amazing rental, and it's just off of Sunset Cliffs in San Diego.
Beautiful area.
Right off of the beach, super close to downtown, and it's such a big and massive house. It's got a pool, a hot tub. It's got multiple units. Like, there's a guest house, a garage, and a main house, so there's plenty of space for fun and frolicking.
Gee, that's a front
patio. Yep, we've got a front patio, a back patio. Definitely,
is there
all
gonna
the
be
room
pool?
And a big.
I mean, that pool, like walking, like can you walk to the beach or are you on the cliffside?
Yeah, there is. You're on the cliffside, but then it's within walking distance to one of the beach access ways.
Okay.
Well, you can walk down the cliffs. I've done it a bunch of times.
And then if you want to grab a $7 Uber to go to Mission
Beach
or anything else like that,
so bad.
A $7 Uber to, or go to OB, which is beachfront and bar hopping and stuff like that. Yeah. It's really not that pricey.
Yeah, it's not.
So that's the awesome part about it. It's a beautiful rental, and we have already basically booked up all of the private rooms, but it is going to be a virtually open invitation for people who do want to crash at the house in any of our, I would say, like communal rooms. Or a hostel room.
So for those that don't know, TwitchCon, it's September 27th to the 29th.
Yep.
And the house is rented from that Friday to Monday, right?
Monday morning.
Monday yes. morning.
So so if you're interested, we have an entire text channel on our Discord dedicated mm-hmm. to it. So you can catch up on there. There's an official Google document on there that will have a final headcount, preliminary things that you should do, like fill out a questionnaire.
Prices put deposits. May change, of course, because if we don't have enough people, we might have to make up some of that money.
So. But right now, the interest alone, just right off the bat, I feel very confident
that we're good.
We're going to at least make our money back on this one. And we are optional. Sponsoring. Stop. And we're, it's going to be a safe place.
Clothing optional.
And if you're a creep, there's a cliff nearby.
I will not
hesitate to throw you
I
off.
Was, yeah, I was talking about that. The last time I talked about the TwitchCon house, I said, if I need a, like, I need a, like, keep a bamboo stick somewhere around and go Singapore police and some people.
No, I think we're fine.
Asian would first think bamboo stick is what's going to keep
so
me
many
safe.
Of our listeners are like in the military, so they can beat the shit out of anyone that wants to
okay,
be dumb.
Okay, let's not talk about that. Let's just talk about a beautiful location where that's if awesome. You're if you've never been to San Diego, this is prime estate to come into San Diego and really just see the beauty of not just being close to the ocean, but also being in a good area in town. And it is going to be a big community house, but then it's going to be my priority to make sure that that it's a welcoming environment and everyone does enjoy and get their money's worth out of this
experience. I'll be there the whole time.
Yeah. It's TwitchCon, I would say the convention itself, it's nice, but it's not one of those where it's like, I have to be there every single hour that it's open. I can't not waste the money invested. The tickets themselves, last time I went to TwitchCon when it was in San Diego, I only went for one day and it was enough for me.
We should have a contest.
So I think having a big vacation home is going to make that TwitchCon package a lot more appealing.
For our next contest, we should do like a TwitchCon ticket.
Yeah. Oh, that would be fun. That would be awesome.
Or you get to sleep on the inflatable alligator in the pool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
I'm excited.
That's a $75 value.
Yeah.
Of course, it's going to be board games and all that fun stuff there. And different about whether or not we're going to set up like a little LAN center or anything else, depending on their internet. But
we got to at least have like some consoles.
Consoles.
Set up.
Hey, we'll have VR. Ray,
you know better than I. Can you put two switches on one TV and have eight players, or how's that work? Or eight controller? Don't. Are there any games that control that support eight players?
Maybe, but no, I don't think so. No, yeah, Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers. That's right.
Yeah,
I think as long as you're local. Oh my God,
this is gonna be so.
It's gonna be
fun.
Lit. All right, let's move on. We got a full show.
VR.
Thank you,
VR. And we're recording the episode.
Hey, this shit's expensive, and it's fucking awesome. Check out the pictures at least.
Yeah, and if you have any questions, reach out to me via Discord or any other avenue.
It's only $200 to crash.
So come by the DLG Discord and check out the TwitchCon house. Official document, and then let me know if you're interested in making what's called like making your presence.
Cool. Yeah, and I will include the links to that in the show notes, so you can just scroll down once you download the podcast, check those out. All right, what are we on to now?
Very quickly about show notes. It's kind of new to me that like certain apps have the show notes. Certain podcast apps have the show notes there, and you can just click all the links. Everything we talk about, you can just go. So if you're on a podcast app that doesn't do that, get one that does, because it's awesome. You're like, what the fuck did they just talk about?
I thought they all did that now.
I haven't scrolled down.
Yet. Well, I haven't used a new one in a long time, so I don't know.
Yeah.
iTunes does it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, iTunes does it. Podcast Addict on Android.
So because a lot of people ask us, you know, repeat what you've said and, you know, like what game were you talking about? It's like we always forget, so it's in there somewhere.
Yeah, we always
click around and see what looks like what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of that on this episode, too.
Yeah,
this a lot is of links.
Packed.
All right. First up on the radar, this one is coming. Let's see. I think, Ray, you posted this earlier in the week. Someone is working on a Star Wars Rogue Squadron remake. So this, again, is a fan-made one. And they've actually got a video demoing part of the game, the Jade Moon. Oh, we don't need audio here. And, of course, it looks great, but who knows where this game is at in development.
Especially legally.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother question.
You never know.
But I always think back to that book, Blood, Sweat, and Pixels, where they were interviewing the guy who was, he made Stardew Valley, and he said something to the effect of 90% of the work is the last 10% of the game. And I think that really comes into play with fan-made stuff, because to get this up and running, it's a lot of work, but nothing compared to getting a fully featured game that's going to run stably. Right. So I'm always a little skeptical of these, but it does look amazing, and I would love a game like this.
Well, the other thing, too, is like on fan stuff, I feel like people don't have the expectations. So like if it doesn't have progressions, people are like, oh, it's bullshit. It's you know what I mean?
That is true. The expectations are lower.
Progressions? Dude, Rogue Squadron was one of the best games.
I've never played Rogue Squadron either, which is crazy, right?
It was one of the best ones, hands down.
Was that was on PC too?
It was on it was
consoles actually. As well. I think
too. It was like the big thing was it was on the 64, and then Rogue Squadron 2 was on the GameCube, I believe. But they were such a great game,
and just a lot so of flying fun. Like this. A lot
it's
of
all
vehicle.
Flying, all flying, all vehicles.
Okay,
but
it's like Star Fox almost.
So yeah, it's each you had little missions, and they were really cool secret missions too, and. And it was really fun.
I mean, have you guys played fucking the new Star Wars game, fucking Battlefront 2 and the flight version?
No, but that's not
the same. It's fucking super dope, dude.
No, but that's just battle. That's
realistic.
But that's just combat between each other.
You're saying no missions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, this, I don't know, but I'm going to guess it's like Star Fox, but Star Wars. But yeah, the Battlefront 2 game...
No,
vehicle combat looks great, and it's actually, it's like toned down to be easy for everybody, so much to the effect that I can actually play it and not feel like I'm wasting everyone's time, but yeah, that'd be cool if something ever comes up.
Let's go.
All right, next up, what do we got? Gris, I believe that's how you pronounce this.
Gris? Is it like gray in Spanish? What's this? Maybe.
That's true. This game just came out. And it is a puzzle platformer, or I'm sorry, just
I'm a sucker for that art style.
Atmospheric platformer indie game. Looks great. Love the graphics. The graphics almost look like
watercolors.
Some weird set. Yeah, like watercolors, but also like I'm getting some sort of like...
What was that
like
name?
Yellow Submarine vibe.
Of that mobile game that Frank Underwood played. And then it actually came out on iOS and Android. Remember that little puzzle, same art style that you would rotate the level?
Oh.
Fez?
No, not Fez. No, it was this art style.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's just very, very similar.
This is fucking beautiful.
Yeah, this game is $16.99. Just came out December 13th. Reviews have been very good.
Jeez. Overwhelmingly positive.
Oh, wait, this came out December
2018.
Oh, this has been out for a while. I don't know why I've never heard of this before, but it kept popping up on the front of my Steam page. Mm-hmm.
I saw it for Twitch.
It's on Switch.
Yeah.
On Switch, you mean?
What'd I say?
Twitch.
Yep.
Yep.
There we go.
Devolver Digital.
You were really, really close.
So it seems like it is a fairly shorter game, but from what I can tell, the artwork, the maybe potentially the story that they're telling too, it's... Like you said earlier, it's not easy to get overwhelmingly positive on Steam. So definitely a title worth checking out. If the price is fair, what is this game going for?
$17.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd pay that much for it, but let's see. Historical lowest price, $11.38. And that was just recently. That was a couple of days ago. Yeah, it looks beautiful.
The way she moves through, it's a platformer, and the character is very small considering the landscape for a platformer. Mm. It's not zoomed in at all, and I appreciate that. Looks like there's a lot of beautiful cutscenes.
It also makes you think a little bit about Journey.
Makes it,
remember Journey? Did you ever play that?
Makes it look like you're watching a movie all at the same time.
That's how Ori and the Blind Forest was, like super zoomed out, because you could enjoy the background. The whole thing was the background. Really, in that game. Anyway, this looks sweet.
So, Gris? Yep.
Wait,
Monument Valley was the game you were thinking of.
Yeah. Did Journey ever come out for PC? The game Journey? It was a PlayStation game.
Pretty sure it did. I think I remember that. I'm thinking of a really old game, though.
No, it didn't.
I don't think I'm thinking of the same Journey you are. Maybe that wasn't even called Journey.
It was from the because I think it was from.
It looks like a work of art. Every fucking frame I see, it looks like it could be hung in a mirror, you know.
Like a screenshot gallery. Could be painting on the wall.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, because the girl has that long hood, so it looks like that. Yeah,
and it has that feel. It's like it's also a puzzle game.
Mm-hmm. Journey was
really good. I played Journey.
It was a great game.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we've got Team Sonic Racing. So I loved Sonic All-Stars. I'm not good at these games. You know, it's like Mario Kart, but with Sonic and all his buddies. And I guess this is just a newer version of it. The graphics look a lot better than Sonic All-Stars. The reviews have been pretty good so far. This game's not selling that much. Probably because it's of the Sonic price tag, $40.
And the third-party DRM, some people.
Yeah, that's a problem for some people. But really, that may not be that bad. But yeah, these games are always fun. Did you guys ever play Sonic All-Stars?
I did maybe pick up the controller once and play it, and it was fun. It reminded me of Mario Kart. It's more or less Sonic Mario Kart, in my opinion.
The Crash Team Racing one was pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm. They're doing a remake.
So this
right
is
now.
On PC. PC needs more of this, so that's good.
Yeah.
It can't get fucking Mario Kart, so I guess we'll take Sonic.
Next best thing.
I guess. That's true. Is Crash coming out on PC? Did it come out on PC? Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah.
I feel like
we talked about it a couple months ago. It was like the Crash Bandicoot trilogy package.
The remake.
Yeah.
So they'll probably do the Crash Team Racing because there's a remake happening for Crash Team Racing. So that might be the next one. And Crash Team Racing is
very good.
It's probably second place for,
after
Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Yeah, never heard of
it. It was just really well done.
Yeah.
Crash Team Racing.
Nitro Fuel. Coming out June 21st. Oh, wow.
2019, right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Kart racing games. Those are the only types of racing games that I can do is the kart racing games.
Yeah, right? Well, sometimes it's fun to go Forza or Gran Turismo. But
fucking Gran Turismo. I used to do the fucking 200 lap.
I don't know.
Because we only had one good game at that time.
Yeah, that's true.
At 3 months.
Yeah.
So you would just fucking dig in.
Yeah. And you would get money from these races and make
great games coming out literally every day.
I know.
There's something fucking good.
I know.
God damn it.
this game has been blowing up the charts in China. Total War Three Kingdoms.
I think I was telling Emilio about this game, telling him that I want to play something like this.
This is going to be your first Total War game, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it has Chinese girls in it, or
no, it's just I don't know.
Those are men. I know how you could easily confuse the two, but
no, it's just.
Well, I wonder if this is more accessible than the other ones.
Everything feels the same in the dark.
I've been wanting to buy
they don't have hair on their bodies.
They're all smooth.
Yeah,
but
I don't know why I'm the exception here.
Are you hairy?
Here I am.
You have a hairy butt.
What?
What? Hey, continue.
What?
In the butt.
Oh my god. So this game, I don't know, man. I tried Total War Rome. I think that was like one of the biggest ones. Yeah. I tried to get into it, could not at
really?
All.
Why?
Did not click.
What did it have?
It was a little too slow for me and a little too complicated, and I didn't feel like spending the time learning it.
I think I want to play it because I'm so Game of Thrones still in that mode. And really? I see those battles, and then...
You saw the last episode, right?
Oh, yeah. No spoilers, but it's a piece of shit.
A mode of disappointment.
And so I see those battles, and I kind of want to do that, but I don't want to go back and play an old game. I want to play a new game, so that's why I want to give this one a shot.
Ray, I saw a guy on YouTube who rewrote it.
Oh, yeah.
And he has like 2.7 million views.
He's been rewriting every episode.
Oh, really?
It's better.
Fan fictions. I'm telling you, fan fictions are the best.
His story is way better. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, I want to read it then. You'll have to link that.
How's that guy not hired already?
I don't know. Because they're all butthurt about it.
Anyway, I think these games are all the same, except for the Warhammer ones are cool because they have magic and you can do fucking crazy shit and dragons and shit. All the rest of them, you got to be into it. You need to know what you're doing. I don't like them because I don't feel like I have a lot of agency of what about what's going on. But that's probably just my ignorance of the entire grand scheme of thing. I feel like 50% of the game, more 75% of the game, is where you're going to put your dudes,
mm-hmm.
and then you just kind of like let it play out.
Yeah,
but I'm sure people that are good at this are like, you're a fucking idiot. It's the other way around or whatever. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because like I've been wanting this. I've been wanting something like this, or maybe you'll just go to like a straight up RTS. I've been craving that lately. Like I downloaded Tropico because I want to play like. And that's, I
mean, didn't try it?
No, not yet. Because I was going to wait like for this week to play it. But
Conan's coming out on the 30th. I'm grabbing that.
And then Conan's coming on.
You're not even going to wait for reviews, Bobby?
No. No, wow. You don't need to with a game like that. It's got enough
I don't know
street
why.
Cred because of those, the guys. I'm not expecting a lot. It's basically going to be, what were those games? Age of Empires. It's Age of Empires, but updated and Conan. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And that's all I'm really that'd going into it.
Is it Conan without full frontal nudity, though? Yeah,
let us know how the dong physics work.
I don't know if you can zoom in that far.
Can you zoom in on those micro...
Do you guys ever read any Conan?
Micro penis?
I have it. I never played it.
No. Read
any Conan?
Books or comic books?
No.
No.
Pretty fucking good shit, man. No. I mean, not all of it. There's so much of it, but there's some really good stuff out there.
No, I just stuck with Arnold. That's all.
It's kind of like...
That's the only Conan for me.
I feel like RTSs could use a cinematic mode, kind of like with Red Dead Redemption. Is there a way to do that, you think?
Is there
a game that has done that yet, RTS related?
Probably. There's probably a way
RTS to turn off with really good cutscenes?
No, cinematic mode in Red Dead Redemption, where if you were traveling on horseback and mm-hmm. you didn't want to just, you just let go of the controller and then start doing some scenic panning. Like, I think that would be great for MOBAs or RTSs to do that, just so you just get a different, of course you have to have your playing angle, but then if you are just watching a fight play out, I think it'd be fun to just kind of have that cinematic.
You definitely, if I remember you can zoom in all, you're looking at like 3,000 units on these mm-hmm. games. You can zoom in on a one-on-one fight.
Yeah.
Two people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it is just one fixed view.
No, you can fly around anywhere you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I don't know. I was going to say.
It's mostly top-down view, though.
No, normally you can just fly in and actually fly through the people as they're fighting.
You can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Free camera.
Like that. Oh, like free camera?
Yeah,
like
free
that.
Camera.
See that?
Oh.
Yeah, you can fly there.
All right.
Well, with cinematic mode, it does it for you, though. So that's the lazy part.
Picks the best angles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, loading. What is this? Them fighting herds.
What's that?
Them fighting herds.
Okay, so
like
I saw
them fighting
this.
Words.
So I saw this, right? So it's a fighting game herds. With animals that have herds. So like,
it's like My Little Pony.
Yeah, My Little Pony. So
is that a fucking llama? That's so cute.
So it has cows, llamas, horses, unicorns, dragons, like four-legged, long-legged creatures.
My Little Pony gets badass. This is so cool.
Like Bambi.
So I looked at this and I was like, fucking bullshit. Whatever. Look, Bobby, will you mouse over the reviews?
I would play this.
93%.
I would totally play this. It's way too cute.
Well, like, what is going on?
No, dude,
is it people trolling or is it a good fighting game?
It's less than 1,000 reviews. We should state that.
Still.
Yeah.
Something.
It's not bad. How much is this game?
$15.
Bobby,
not bad.
Wait, it's going to show you how many modes it has right now? Like, it has an RPG mode, I think. Right? I think it's right here.
Nah, that's probably like RPG mode would probably be like their Dragon Ball Z Fighters type.
No, I saw there's like a top down like Japanese.
You
game.
Know what I would pay to freaking play a Barbie fighting game? I was practically fighting with my Barbies anyways.
Yeah.
Like
this is the next best thing.
Yeah, shit gets catty in the little girl world.
There it is. Look,
what the fuck?
There's like a I don't know.
I wonder if this is the lobby like in Dragon Ball Z.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what I was
because
thinking.
I think those are player names.
Yeah, and maybe like their connection speed.
Oh my gosh, bot? It's like Neopets.
She is this bot?
Maybe I don't have much money these days, but
they are going out and doing stuff like having fights in this like.
Is it
Legend
from the same
Zelda.
Developer? It's like, was it Skullgirls or whatever?
This feels like this feels like My Little Pony.
It's Humble Bundle.
I would put it like. With Skullgirls. That's where I would put it.
Oh, Skullgirls. Okay.
And which gets great reviews, too. So, I don't know. I don't know what to think. I don't think I could take it seriously even while I play it.
Those combos look very flowing. They look pretty good.
I guess. 16,
17, 20 hit combo.
Look at those frame traps.
That's the thing. I don't really play the like.
We need
fighters anymore.
Need,
but for some reason,
for this
like
one.
I wouldn't.
It seems casual enough, but it actually seems
like
legitimate
it's like
fighter.
20 game modes.
Yeah. I told you. I wouldn't buy it because it wouldn't be hoof you.
This just reminds me of this is like stepping it up. This is like Neopets stepping it up. I would play it.
Anyone, even in chat, nobody like that. Be hoof you. All right. Yeah. So ESO, Elder Scrolls Online came out with.
Now hold up. I need more time from that joke.
Came out with their newest expansion. Two big things in it is dragons, which is awesome. It's always cool killing dragons. And the Necromancer class.
This is that MMO that honestly started off and everyone hated it.
And
now,
it's like really good.
It's great, man.
And it's $40 for the expansion, which is understandable because they don't have a monthly subscription fee.
Yeah.
You just buy it and then you play it.
Yeah, don't bitch.
That's just how it is.
For that price.
And I want to say, last time that we tried this game, Chad ruined the entire experience for us. Do you remember
this? Yeah, he did.
How come?
I don't know.
Because Chad had already done all the quests, and he's running through us through it as fast as possible, like speed running us.
Yeah. What a Chad.
And just like, and we're just like chasing him all over the place. Mm-hmm. He's like, come on. And we couldn't experience anything.
Yeah, I didn't experience like the puzzles because he would just like already be like, yeah, it's red, blue, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
All right, cool. But
he's like, hurry up, you game week gamers. Rise up. This challenge.
Oh, fucking challenge.
So I might be checking this out, man, because it has two of my favorite. If you were to ask me, what are your two favorite fantasy things? It would probably be Necromancers and Dragons. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Necromancers
check it out.
Necromancers was what got me back into Diablo.
Oh, yeah.
When that came out.
I couldn't believe they wanted $15 for one class, no other stuff.
I paid for it.
I don't give a fuck.
I would not sign up for ESO, but I am.
It's free.
It's not free. I am.
You still have to pay for the base game.
I am definitely.
No, isn't the base game free?
No.
I think I'm committed to playing.
I think
vanilla.
I saw that it was free somewhere. I think the base game's free now, and then every expansion.
You're committed to what?
Playing vanilla when it is launched.
Never mind.
Oh, vanilla WoW.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, because it includes.
Base
game's includes Morrowind now.
Because I don't like the investment it takes behind MMOs.
Base game and Morrowind.
Chapter. Oh, time wise.
Yeah, I would play vanilla.
Not because it looks bad.
Because all my friends are going to be playing it, and it'll be good nostalgia. And I actually never did a lot of vanilla rating. I did all my rating in TBC, more or less.
You never did vanilla rating?
Mm-mm.
That was the best rating ever in the history of ever.
Because yeah, I played Final Fantasy XI.
I disagree.
Wow.
I think it's because like it was the first rating anybody was doing, and so you have to put yourself in that mindset.
Rating
and
wasn't even a thing,
and you were younger,
dude, Ragnaros,
and you had tons of life
fighting Ragnaros for the first time, or BWL.
You had tons of time on your hands because you were young.
I was 16, 17.
Yeah,
I was already like fucking playing pro shit, and
it's definitely better now, dude. But
it sucks now.
All right.
Do you feel like you were better gamers around that time?
Oh, hell yeah.
I play with so many younger kids now, and they're just really good at video games.
No, I was a way better player.
Professionals are like when they're 25.
Yeah.
Bobby, what is the review score for the base game? I'm wondering what people think, like, recently.
Mostly positive.
That's good.
Yeah, I guess it was a great game.
Yep. I have it, so I'm kind of looking at this $40 price tag.
The last expansion I bought was
this is a maybe right now.
If you don't have the game at all and you buy this for $40, does that include the base game? I guess it requires the base game as well. So coming in fresh requires $60.
$60, but no monthly fee.
No, I bought Morrowind on its own. That was it. That's all I bought, and then it came with everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So maybe.
Yeah. Well, it says right here: buy the Elder Scrolls Online includes Elder Scrolls base game. Elsewhere,
Morrowind
and Somerset.
$60.
I don't have Somerset.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so you can get absolutely everything for $60.
Yeah, and there's some people on our server that play it. So
yeah, they do. They're on there, and they can help you out,
nerds.
They can totally help you out if you guys want to level. Just don't play with Chad.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Gibbos, a Cthulhu adventure.
Yeah, this is from Shadow Master. So good luck.
Let's take a look.
It might be a genre that you play when
it's not GL, it's GG. On the next 2 minutes of content. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I don't know. Now, it's a Cthulhu Avenger. What are we looking at, Bobby? I don't know.
Doesn't have
is.
Any.
What is this?
No, the animation.
It's a point and clip.
Oh. Yeah, point and click oh, okay. Fuck those games.
Shadow always comes good with some good games, man.
Or no, he. No,
interesting
he,
stuff.
I still want to know what's up with that.
Civil, he does actually
Civil
post
War game,
some really decent titles.
But, see, that art style is like Leisure Suit Larry art style.
But, Bobby, you're looking at this. Right?
Where are your shoes, Amelia?
Looks good. I like the graphics.
You're wearing flip-flops.
There's a talking cat. That's cool. No price, though. No release date. Stuck in the Attic is the developer. Doesn't sound familiar. Someone's streaming it right now to 10 viewers.
Damn. It's still we're still watching it.
I don't know. I don't know what to make of this.
Could, I don't mean either. I don't know.
Could be good though. Could be good. It's not tagged as a point and click adventure game. It's tagged as an adventure game though. So I'm wondering if it's a little light on the puzzles, maybe more of a story.
Where's what does it say? Like what kind of game is it?
Adventure, indie, atmospheric, hand drawn 2D.
Oh shit, that's it.
Yeah, that's what it's tagged
as. Well, maybe it's not point and click because, you know, you use a controller to move
around. How
about
you click on the live stream, see what's happening? It definitely looks like that. What was that one game?
No, it's point,
oh,
and, click.
It's point and click for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that one game with the. It reminds knight me. And the dragon. I forgot what it's called. A knight's. Something?
King's Quest?
King's Quest, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the animation, not quite, but almost. The whole background reminds me almost of Monkey Island.
I see that too.
Yeah, Monkey Island.
I'll keep an eye on it. I wonder where Cthulhu comes into this.
I know, it's just a talking cat. Maybe the cat is Cthulhu.
No, Gibbous kind of sounds like a cat name.
Wait, how do you... Is it really Cthulhu or is it something else? Because I remember saw a video of one of the dudes that's actually part of the order of whatever the whole Cthulhu thing. And he said, this is the proper way to pronounce this. And he says it. And,
Cthulhu?
And it wasn't Cthulhu. It was something else.
Well, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but this guy's actually part of that whole order or whatever. Then that it is the whole Cthulhu.
I don't know, man. Everyone calls it Cthulhu.
So it's like how people have been mispronouncing Settlers of Catan and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, it does have voice acting. What's happening? Dark. Which is good for a game like that. You really need that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's tough to do, man. It's so much easier just to do text, but to go out and do voice acting like that's. That's kind of a big deal.
Well, that was like I don't want to, like, I know I hate on these games all the time, but I could totally watch them because if they have good voice acting, like, I could have watched you play that game, you know? if you would have streamed it, I would have watched that.
Yeah, it's the puzzles. The problem is the replay value with those. Once you figure out the puzzle, unless you wait a couple years till you've forgotten it, you can't really play it again.
No, you would never play it again. Mm. I don't think so.
All right, next up, Fission Superstar X. This is a indie roguelite action funny 2D. So very old graphics here. Looks very Super Nintendo. Oh, what were those games called where you're flying around, not from the bottom up, but from left to right, flying around, shooting guns.
Like Radius or Gradius or those games?
Yeah, like those old Nintendo games. This is... on sale for $13.49.
What is this? But like that?
No, there's. I forgot
no,
the
but
name
those,
of
but
it.
Those are different because like this, like that spaceship's way too big for it
to
be like
kind of big.
Like because with like those other games, you're like
what we're talking about
fire.
To give you an idea. It's like the flying levels on Cuphead.
Yeah.
Yeah, like those.
Yeah, yeah. No, I forget. But it's like Gradius, like those games. Like those are super fun games.
Weren't those side to side though? Like you were top down and you were.
There's both.
Right?
Like there was Gradius and there's Radius.
Didn't they say
ones.
Anything about FTL being a part of this, Bobby?
Like I'm thinking
FTL,
of some other.
Yeah. Well, it kind of looks like FTL.
Yeah.
More than
anything. If you go to the top, its description has FTL. Oh, no, it doesn't. Never mind.
Blast off in Dr. Leopold's bomber in this relentless roguelite shooter. Tour the solar system on a desperate, randomly generated bomb run. Face impossible odds, trying to achieve the demented dream of an insane scientist. I mean, for $15, maybe not that bad. Roguelite, so I'm assuming there's some progression through it. You get upgrades.
Look kind of interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad. I just don't... I never really liked those kind of games, even back in the Nintendo, Super Nintendo games, or days.
I might check this out. How much is it, Bobby?
It's on sale right now for $13.49.
The intergalactic spaceship creatures you encounter are very entertaining, at least.
One was a giant baby in a giant crib. It looks all right.
And then one was a space whale, doing the fucking helicopter with his flipper and smacking your ship. So, and then a Russian puppy or something.
It's weird stuff.
They're space cows too.
The hell is
interesting.
This? So weird.
All right, last game: Remnant from the Ashes.
Did we cover this last week?
No,
Ray, you linked this. This fucking looks awesome. This is the most interesting thing that I've seen. So
it's like a Dark Souls type game, co-op,
but co-op, right?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, why? Why
sign me up for that
with guns?
With gun? Yeah, it's not like a Dark Souls, right?
No, it is. It's like a Dark Souls game. I saw it. I forgot where I saw it.
Remnants are from what game? Was it from Remnant? Dragon Age?
From a few games have used that
from,
word.
From Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
I think that was The Revenant.
Oh, never mind.
And Revenants are from Doom. They're the skeleton guys with rockets.
You came back and you smell weird.
I had some cheese. Some like funky cheese.
Did you have tuna or something? Or is that cheese? Ah, I'm joking. What the hell is that?
It's like blue cheese.
Oh, it's fucking
yeah, I smell
funky.
It too.
Or is that?
It could be my
it's got to be the cheese.
No, it smells like tuna.
It's blue cheese.
Blue cheese doesn't smell that bad.
My legs are crossed. I don't know what you're talking about.
So this is, I think it's a Dark Souls type game. That's why we were watching gameplay on it, and it looks amazing.
Remnants are from Mass Effect, I think.
But it's not a Dark Souls game where it's like this whole world and you just keep going to like different areas and you back travel and stuff. There's like a hub area.
And you go out on missions.
And you go out on missions and you come back out. Yeah.
Yep.
And it's a co-op. It's you and your buddy. So kind of... What's in?
This is hard to describe.
Yeah, but it's Dark Souls type.
Once you see the
type.
Video, it'll make more sense.
It's a Dark Souls type game.
I was like, "What's this bullshit that Ray put on here?" And then I checked it out.
$40,
cool. And it's like, but it's Dark Souls, but not really because I guess you get more enemies here, so they're not that hard, you know.
It's classified as an RPG, which I guess Dark Souls is too.
Yeah, it is. But the graphics look amazing. They look really good.
That's the stinkiest cheese. It's all over my hands.
Yeah, I think that's it, dude. You smell fucking funky. No, dude.
Smell my finger.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely me.
Yeah, it's you.
That's a third person.
Yeah,
you
third
got
person.
Guns.
Mm-hmm. Melee.
We don't know what to say about this.
Yeah.
Remnants was not a Mass Effect. I don't know.
It's a single player or multiplayer. Let's see.
No, it's co-op.
Oh, online co-op.
Mm-hmm.
That could be cool.
Yeah, it could be cool. It looks
$40
awesome.
Kind of steep.
I think it's two or three. No, I think the price is fair. $40.
I think
bucks.
It's three people for these graphics.
Never
if
been
they pull
on
this
sale.
Off.
Especially if it's more well, long.
It's out already? RPG. No, it's only pre-purchase. It's not out yet. It's not out yet. It comes out August
20th. That looks cool.
Oh,
I would
August.
Play this.
I thought it was April
20th. No.
Yeah, August 20th, 2019 coming up.
No, the footage I just saw was like some of the first footage they ever had. So
I'm pretty excited for this, actually. This is one of the first games that I've seen on the radar that I'm that I would be interested in.
Somebody was saying Resident Evil vibes.
Maybe. I see it. I think there's three people fighting in that scene, so I think it might be three player.
Yeah, the online thing sounds cool.
Yeah, that's three people there. That looks so cool, man.
It does.
I like the character design.
Yeah. It's like a Pan's Labyrinth type freaking enemies.
Yeah, very surreal.
Highlights.
All right, so yeah, games that we have been playing this week. So there were two that we all played together. I guess we'll start out with Mordhau.
Mm-hmm.
Mordhau, we all had a chance to play that.
I want to go out and say that I cannot speak on Mordhau because I'm the worst player that there's ever been.
Oh, I thought that was me. But
so I didn't get the full experience.
Well,
I'd
you guys
say.
Kept picking archers and crossbowmen, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you really rack up the points with them.
No.
So if you are familiar with this game, we've been talking about it for a while, but this game is basically Chivalry or War of the Roses. It is a PvP game that really emphasizes the melee hand-to-hand combat, and it's like sword fighting. You can do a thrust attack. You can hit them from the top, from the side. You can block in various directions. You can feign attacks. So there's a lot of dueling involved, and that's really what it comes down to. Or what you can do, and this is the best thing, is just walk up to someone, two people who are fighting, and then kill the guy.
Third party him.
Yeah. That's the best thing to do, honestly. This game reminds me a little more of War of the Roses. Chivalry was a little more arcadey. War of the Roses had a lot more of that dueling aspect to it, and I spent most of my time in that game. That game even took it to another level, though. I mean, you had the bassinet helmet where you could bring down the face guard, and then you couldn't see much. You had these two little eye holes, but your face was more protected. This game doesn't get that involved. What's really interesting to me about Mordhau is there's really no benefit after level four. Once you hit level four, you can make any character that you want, and then all the unlocks after that are cosmetic. So it's pretty much an even playing field right from the get-go.
As long as
you know how to play.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously you become more experienced.
I think it's a very steep learning curve.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Mm-hmm. I heard a lot of people who have played Chivalry or have put multiple hours into this, they just have that overall advantage on the field, which I like about certain video games. I like that there are steep learning curves. I like that the playing ground is fair in regards that you all kind of only need to make it to level four, and it's not equipment based, more or less, in terms of like how well you do. It's a performance based game.
It's also equipment based.
Is it really?
Yeah, because there's light armor, there's harder armor.
Yeah, well, he said level four.
At level four, you can unlock any of that. I mean, you can unlock different types of medium armor.
But you
armor.
Have to buy everything, though.
Oh, so you actually you need to buy the weapons. Do well in order to.
Well, it's balanced so long as
weapons
are super balanced, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's different kinds. The weapons are very different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very, very different. So, like, a mace works better against people with armor because you bash it in.
Mm-hmm.
The pointy weapons don't work very, very well against the armored people.
Yeah,
and you can cut off limbs, too. But, yeah, I guess the weapons, you do have to spend some money to unlock those, so you'd have to play a little bit to do that. But all the armor you have access to right away at level four. I mean, you can get the cooler looking one by spending some money, but you can build your character however you want. What I liked about War of the Roses is they had a lot of different weapons that you could unlock, and they had stats on them, so you could kind of build your character accordingly. But there's always a trade-off. So if it was really good in one area, it was weaker in another.
Well, heavier armor slows you down, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
So why do you guys suck so bad at this game?
Bobby was good.
I mean, I think the first game I was doing really well with the archer, and I was getting the most kills. And then by the second game or third game, Bobby was just like top of the fucking scoreboard.
Well, I don't know if the archers work that well for racking up points. I mean, horsemen, obviously the best. If you can get a horse and you know how to use it, which is really hard to control in this game, then that's how you get the most kills.
I mean, everything's kind of hard to control, isn't it?
Like the crossbow was neat, but I actually did like the bow better. I was doing way better with the bow than the actual.
I really do feel like this is super close to what this might have been like back then. You know what I mean? Because I was trying to find angles and like, what's the effective range on a crossbow? Really, it's under 20 feet. It's like probably 10 to 15 feet. So you're almost like a melee. You're just outside of melee.
The British had the longbows, and they would just fire them up in the air, and then it'd be like a hail of
That's more of a shotgun approach.
Yeah. Oh, you guys didn't play these modes, but I checked out the other modes. I checked out they have a horde, which is a wave survival mode, and
it's NPCs.
And so first of all, this mode, I'll talk about this one, then go to the next one. So the Horde survival mode is very difficult. It's so different than what you expect. I joined in a game and immediately died, and I watched the person who was obviously experienced at this and just realized, oh, that's how you have to play this game. This game was not set up for any type of Horde mode. It definitely feels tacked on. So what you have to do is just kite them constantly, shoot them with the bow. Every now and then when they get too close, you hit them with some melee, but then you just run away, and you have to find certain areas where the AI can't get out to you.
So it's just a lot of cutting, just like in Left 4 Dead.
Very slow, very not like Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead, you're just mowing people down. This is like
Survival mode, you got into like certain corners and or
yeah, but Left 4 Dead, you pull a trigger and like five zombies fall flat.
Oh,
this one, you shoot them with three arrows and then they fall. Well, depending on you know how much armor they have.
So you're really
there's no friendly fire in this game, right?
Oh, there is.
No, there is.
Oh, really?
There definitely is.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot.
There's a lot.
Bobby killed me.
It's a mess.
I would have loved to try to Mordhau. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I saw it on Bobby's Steam library. But I knew it was going to be a steep learning curve, so I was. Told myself I was going to.
Hated it.
I was going to save this for when I had more time to really commit.
These games aren't for everybody, but when I played War of the Roses, I really liked this type of game. I was like, "This is so much fun!" And I spent a lot of time playing that game. And then I found Chivalry, and I played a little bit of that. But then I'm like, "I've already kind of done this." I think this is the best version of all, though. Like,
yeah, I got it.
It's the newest one, but it's also just, you know, they took the good things from both and left out some of the bad things. And I think this is the best version of all of them. I would encourage you to, they run you through a tutorial. Like, it's not very long, and it goes over everything.
I forgot everything.
Yeah, you aren't going to remember everything. Because it's
you're like, that guy has a sword, oh shit.
Yeah,
when you get into the fights, then it's very, you're frantically trying to do stuff.
Bobby, what's your layout, or what's your build?
I go with medium armor and a halberd. And that's how I played War of the Roses. And that's
halberd
how I
is the really long sword, right?
Yeah, it's like a pike. So it's great for taking down the horsemen. But what I do for the regular guys is I just do the jab attack. And it has a lot of length. But if anyone gets close, like if they close the gap on me, I'm pretty much screwed.
I remember reading, in World War Z, the survival guide, they said that the best weapon possible would be a halberd against zombies. It's the one that's like an axe at the end of a long pole, right? Is that the
one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got a point, and but it's also got a sharp edge. Yeah.
Right? What do you rock?
Just a regular, the rapier? Whatever. Was it that?
Okay.
And medium armor.
Like,
and then
like a light sword.
And a crossbow.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought I was rocking.
And the thing about this game, once you get used to playing a certain type of character with a certain type of armor, you learn how to play that really well. And then when you switch to something else, completely different. You have to relearn everything. Another layout that I got used to in War of the Roses was the mace and shield. And that one was fun because that one you just rush up on people and they don't know what to do.
Have you tried that on this?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I might have toyed with it a little bit. Yeah, you can.
There's infinite layouts in this. I'm not good. I use three bear traps and a crossbow.
So what was
But my own
mode?
Guys can fall in this bear trap.
Yeah, so I fell into this bear trap.
The bear traps and the fire, man. The fire is tough.
Yeah.
But what was the third mode? It was the battle royale mode. Okay. So
I haven't tried that.
Again, this game is not made for battle royale. It's not made for wave survival. It feels very thrown together. I mean, it's kind of fun, but I can't imagine enjoying it for very long. I don't know. As much as I like these types of games, I still can't play them for very long.
The battle royale was it's only single player.
Well, just
player,
don't
right?
play with us, dude. We were dragging you down.
No, it's not. It's not single player.
Not single player. I mean, like it's just.
Oh yeah, solo queue.
Yeah,
solo queue. Yeah, it's what you would think. You run around, you try to get stuff as quick as you can. You kill people, and it's just the last.
Do you jump out of like the dragon or something?
No, you just
parachute.
You just spawn. Anywhere.
Oh, you just spawn. Okay.
Yeah, but good time. I mean, I'll probably play this game from time to time.
Yeah, me too. That's my plan.
We were saying it's probably a good party, or what do you call
it? It is. If you can get a bunch of people on at the same time, everyone's joining the same team.
It's got the same
team,
problem
it's really fun.
So, like, to join on the same team is a little difficult. If you have four people, because we were in a group of three or four people, because Nick joined us.
And they wouldn't queue you.
And, well, we'd all join in, and maybe one person wouldn't get in because it filled up in that time. Or we'd all get in, and then we couldn't choose the same team because it evenly splits a team.
Of course, somebody Twitch clipped me running up to an AFK guy and whiffing big time with a two-handed axe. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got this guy. Whoosh.
Well, you really have to. I mean, the way you move your mouse when you're swinging controls where not only where you're going to land your blow, but how fast that blow is going to land. Like, there's There's so many calculations in this.
Yeah, dude. That's
your mouse is basically your hips.
Yeah, so like it
if
is.
You turn, if you click and turn and swipe left, that'll give you more torque on your spin. But of course, commit your left swipe harder as well. Mm-hmm. It's fucking really tricky. That's why I'm like, I'll just shoot people with sticks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the archer could be the way to go.
There's other like you could do so many things. There, you can carry three throwing spears and just do that.
If yeah,
you yeah. To. You can just run around with a guitar and play music if you want.
Yeah, which does nothing.
you can hit people with that guitar. I think there's an achievement for killing so many people with the loot.
Oh, look at that guy right there.
People with it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of,
yeah, dude, right there as we're talking about it, that guy's swinging the loot. Yeah, so this game was good. $30. This game will be on sale.
It's pretty been on shortly. Sale. It's been on sale.
Well, it released $26.99.
Yeah,
a couple bucks off. But Steam sale coming up in June.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a good time to grab it. So it's a good one to have. It's a lot of people play this game. The other game we all got a chance to play was Splitgate Arena Warfare,
which I loved.
Even this last game that we had?
Yeah, dude, so good.
Wow.
Because I was murdering everyone, dude. I was doing great.
So this is a game that is a combination of Halo and Portal.
Yes.
You run around a map. You can shoot portals to move in and out of areas and also shoot. So I had a funny incident where I was, you know, exchanging fire with someone. I hid behind a wall. Then I peeked out, shot a portal behind him. And then I turned to my left, shot a portal there. And then I just shot him in the back through the portal. Didn't even go through the portal, just shot through the portal.
Yeah, that's what Admiral Beef was doing. He found out a good spot to drop it. And then he was sniping through the portal, going in and out or just through the portal. So that I thought that was really cool. But the game does feel... Holy shit, I felt at home with Halo. It's ridiculous.
It feels like those old school shooters. But one thing that I didn't understand right away, there are only certain surfaces where you can shoot your portal.
Yeah, only the blue ones that have little dots on them.
Only the little grid-like ones there.
Yeah, the grid ones.
And if someone else shoots a portal there, you can then not shoot a portal there. They take up that space until they move it. So.
They do. But I'm not sure if this happened or not, but we were playing King of the Hill. And the spot that we were supposed to take care of, some guy shot a portal right under me, and then I flew out of that area.
Did you fall into the off the edge of the world?
No,
this seems like so much fun. I'm sad that I forgot that we had discussed this game.
Yeah,
I'm sad that I didn't have the chance to play this with you guys.
We played today. You were playing Guacamelee.
It's free. So
but, I was playing Guacamelee instead of this.
No,
I make.
So
in my life.
I liked
What's
it.
Going on,
like I really enjoyed it.
The guns are pretty standard. I mean, yeah, the shotgun, your assault rifle,
rocket launcher.
Yeah, pretty standard.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
The ball bags. One was fun. Yeah, they encourage you to teabag.
They really, we're not joking.
Like a stat.
In order to get the kill, you have to teabag them.
Well, I can't teabag, but I can clam slam.
There's a mode. There's an actual mode, like the actual deathmatch, the team deathmatch mode.
Hmm.
I don't know. I think in Call of Duty, they have it. It's where when you kill someone, you have to pick up their...
The dog tag.
Yeah. So when you kill them, you have to... teabag them to collect the teabag.
Yeah, I get it.
Yikes. I noticed if you go to your career page where you see all your stats, they number how many teabags you have. So they encourage you to do that, just like the late 90s. Yeah, this game really captures that. The problem is that...
I wonder if I could drop like a tampon bomb.
The what?
Just kidding, that's disgusting.
What about the clam slam?
The clam slam?
Yeah. No, that's what
clam
I said.
Dip cheese.
You didn't hear me say that?
No,
and then I
didn't.
Literally just said tampon bomb, and you guys didn't go pew or
that's
anything.
Gross. That's so gross.
Yeah, I know. You're welcome. For the ladies, I'm saying you're welcome.
That's so gross.
So the currency in this game is disco balls, too.
Yeah,
I don't know
is.
Why that is, but that's
so
fun.
Random.
Yeah, I mean... What are you going to do, though? You could do gold. That's boring.
They
you got
to
come up with something
They do need
fun.
To fix their their main menu screen. It just looks like shit. It's so bad. That big, fat, ugly character. You're looking. It's just anyone that would open this game for the first time and just look at the starting screen, I would, fuck this. I'm out. Like, it's so bad.
I didn't mind it that much. It did seem a little weird. You had to click like 3 or 4 times to actually join a game.
Is it from the same developers as Isles of Nine? Because it's the same screen. The same screen as Alden 9.
1047 games.
Why do you think it got mixed reviews?
Because people don't like classic deathmatch anymore. It's just it's not for them.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's a hard genre to spend a lot of time in. Whoa, this guy spent 20 hours? Holy shit. That's a long time. I played about an hour of this, and I was like, okay, cool, I'm done.
I was murdering people. I felt at home. I was destroying people. It was good.
Oh, they do have a sniper rifle, too.
Huh?
We talked about teabagging. Okay.
And then
the Tory teabag.
And apparently Chi likes to tampon bag or something.
Oh, yeah, that's the lady version.
I guess.
The clam slam. Clam slam's the lady version.
Yeah, clam slam.
Clam slam. And did you talk about sniping through portals?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay. Yeah, Admiral Beef doing that.
Yeah. And I mean, not really.
And then you made me play Guava really. Melee. You guys are all playing a fucking deathmatch game, which is all I fucking like to play. I'm on a mission to play Guava Melee. Gosh.
No, who cares? Anyways.
It's a fast-paced game, and very when fast. You try to strategize too much, it slows you down. Like, it's you know, a late 90s shooter. You can't stand still. So to try to get too cheeky with the portals, you'll probably just end up getting shot first.
Although pros are probably...
Well, the first game
I would focus on shoot first.
The first game we played,
I think we sucked.
Well, we were like getting the hang of it, but to the point where they were saying we were joking, like, dude, were we just playing the devs right now? They were so good,
and then we squashed the other people.
Yeah,
and we're the devs now.
We destroyed them. It was pretty good.
I mainly use the portals just to get up higher. Locations I've found.
That's what we were doing it.
I was trying to switch positions.
I wasn't.
I like this mode, though. Did you guys play the one where someone had to hold on to the disco ball and then the rest of the team?
I played that yesterday or the day before.
I like that mode. My team didn't really understand, though. Like, literally all you got to do is just run towards a disco ball.
What is this? Water?
I asked, do you want a water? And you said, yeah.
Oh, the fuck?
I had one, too.
Oh
yeah, I think it's a good move. So we all start babbling.
What's this bitch clip here that we got? Broadside of a barn.
Who's the bitch drinking water?
Oh, it's Amelia playing Lord Howe.
Oh yeah, this is it, Bobby. Here we go.
Did you?
Pow pow.
AFK.
Wow, Emilio.
And he clipped it. He didn't even let
me get
it.
And this is why we don't.
And by the way,
this is why we don't play video games together.
And by the way, one more time. Look, those are my ride or dies right there. I'm supposed to be. Oh, look at this free meat over here, though.
And you had a hard swipe on the far left.
So this was a map that we're talking about.
Is insane.
Silent, thanks for the sub, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Silent.
So this was the map that we were playing. This mode was a lot of fun.
What was that?
Because we were playing this one
dude. What was special about it?
It was the knockout round. So if you died, you had to wait till the match was over.
Oh, that's right.
So we got down. The server got down to where it was just the four of us. You know, it was Emilio, Ray, me, and Nick versus like four other guys. One of them was like super good. This guy had spent his whole life.
Troll City. Yeah, he was.
No armor, just running around, just placing traps and just trying to troll us off the ledges. At one point, Emilio chased him and fell down a well.
Yep.
I love those type of players, man.
The guy was really good at armor. And then he had like the funniest voice. He picked that super
high pitch.
You're coming after me, yeah?
Yeah.
It was so good.
But then we beat these guys. Like, we got serious at the end. We beat these guys, and he was so mad. Like, he said something really, like, really ugly at the end and then just insta-quit. Yeah, it was hilarious.
One more thing going back to, Splitgate. For some reason, I don't know if it goes hot mic at the end of the match.
Oh, but yeah.
I was able to hear the other teammates or the other...
No, it's a hot mic the entire time. Like, the game loads up and your mic is not on push to talk.
For everybody.
For everybody.
I turned it off, remember?
I turned it off too because so many people were just, you know, it was the usual shit. Like, you hear some dude's girlfriend yelling at him in the background.
Like the Xbox Kinect syndrome. Yeah,
like, why would that be your default setting?
Anyway, this guy was raging, dude.
Yeah,
he didn't know his mic was on. He did.
Why the fuck am I the only one that does anything on any fucking team? And it's just
because you get all chat at the before, like during the loading screen and when the game ends.
My friends list right now.
Yeah, it's you can hear your enemies as well before and after the game, but not during.
Anyway, Ray, you're giving me a thumbs up.
Yes.
Wow.
Because it feels, even the jumping feels like Halo, that slow gravity jump, the grenades, the weapons. You have a battle rifle.
Yeah, dude, I wish I could have any input. You have to double jump, and then you got that float thing. Anthem. Yeah.
It's Halo
Overwatch.
In a competitive
setting. I would try to play this on a free weekend before you pick it up.
Well, it's free.
It's free forever.
Yeah. What? Oh, it's I thought it was a free weekend.
No, it's a free to play game.
It's $20 for the Founders Edition. I don't know why you'd get that. It's just all cosmetic. Like, that's all it is. And the cosmetics aren't even that great. They're just, like, different colors. Mm-hmm. But the game is just flat out free to play.
Oh, all right.
And well, if you enjoy the game and want to support the developers, I could see how the Founders Edition might be.
That's what it's for.
This isn't another really good fucking game night. And it is. What is the other one we talked about?
Mordhau.
It would be fun to like play this and have like to set up two teams, because it's four versus four. So that'd be really fun.
Zombs Royale, which is a web based game that Fast found. It's a Royale game, battle royale, top down.
Are we moving?
Were we done? Did you have something else to say?
No, there was something else I wanted to say about this. What was it? I don't know. Can't remember. If I remember it, I'll circle back.
Making two portals and throwing a grenade through it, kind of cool.
There's no grenades in there, is there?
Yeah, you push G for grenade.
Oh, my God. Didn't know that.
For some reason, melee is V for fucking
V's pretty vicious. Standard for melee.
Zombs Royale.
This is cute.
This looks like those I.O. games.
We thought it was a zombie game.
It's zombs.io.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and, another thing I got to ban at work.
We played this, I don't know, 7-8 rounds.
Yeah, we did.
I think we won once, maybe twice. Yeah,
once.
We're having a good time. It's just, it's free. It's a web-based. But you could also play it on the Discord client, which I did because I assumed that it was going to play better. And I had no issues. Yeah. There was no issues, no lag. Until I was downloading another game, that's the only time I felt lag.
We played with Admiral Deadweight.
It seems like a good like in-between games. Quick queue type of thing.
Yeah, because you can get through a game in what?
No, they're quick. It's super quick.
It's super quick. Even if you win, it's probably 7 minutes.
Yeah, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But is this, I don't understand. Is this PvP or is this?
It's a battle royale.
Battle royale.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Single, so you squad,
jump out of a plane.
Duo.
It's almost exactly Fortnite without the building. Mm-hmm. So the guns have rarities. They do more damage or less.
Yeah.
But there's even a mythic
identical
level
to Fortnite.
Yeah.
With when it comes to the juices and the weapons.
Yeah. And then, so that building, he just walked in. There's doors. But then the windows, you can peek into the windows and see like a fraction of the building. So that adds a lot of stuff. A lot of, I don't know, hidey holes and stuff like that. We had a great time.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, whoa, I was blown away for free.
It was super funny.
It's pretty amazing what they can do with these web-based games now.
It was super funny.
And then, because Admiral Beef, who, you know, some people call him Admiral Deadweight. He has a hard time getting kills. Racking up kills. Just like, like as if he was a fucking web-based.
Seriously.
He wasn't bad at PUBG, was he? I don't remember Beef being bad at PUBG.
No, are you making us say bad things about our friend?
Dude? Yeah, what the hell? Fuck. No, when PUBG started. Yeah, it was
good. So, so he gets like 8 kills in a row, and he's like,
I'm the shroud of... First he's like, I'm the shroud of this game or whatever.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Funny.
And then he says, you cannot stop me. You can only hope to contain me. And it was like, I feel like he's been holding all of these like catchphrases. Yeah. For years because he hasn't killed anybody. And now he just started, and we're just cracking up.
He was really murdering everyone. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
So good at this.
Speaking of cracking up, I almost peed myself because I reconnected with one of my friends from high school. And we were playing Apex Legends with my big brother and him. And him and my big brother have this like, what is it? It's like a bromance kind of relationship, but it's so borderline. Actually I was playing with another high school friend that I hadn't talked to or gamed with in probably 8-9 years. And I was still talking shit on him, even though we haven't caught up in like almost a decade.
Right back to the insults?
Yeah, right back to the insults. But it was so funny just because it's like when people are just really bad at games, you generally just like dump on them and everyone gangs up on them. And then it's just... I feel like Beef is kind of like,
he's
like that person.
So it was nice that he got to get his like
2 minutes in the sunshine. You know what I mean?
It was funny. It was so good.
Did you guys ever play Gats.io or any of those IO games?
No.
Like remember. The original one. HR.
Well, there's so, another like, version wait, of this.
Is IO a thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's like a million. So the original one was Ajario, like AGAR.io, and that was the circles, and there was a snake one. It's like a whole evolution of these types of games. And the most recent one was Gats.io, but this one I can see being very, very popular.
I don't know if this one has it inside of this, or but I did see screenshots of a zombie mode where you build a base and zombies come, and then it's co-op. And you fend off the zombies, but I don't know how to get to that version. So
yeah, that'd be cool. Wave survival.
Yep.
All right. Steam Link. Have any of you guys used the Steam Link on your phone yet?
I'm pretty sure I threw away my Steam Link.
I just found out.
No, I'm talking about the actual app on your phone.
No, you can play your PC games on your phone now.
Yeah, you can play your PC games on your phone.
What the hell, really?
They just added on iOS. For a little while. But you have to be connected on the Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, local area network.
But that's really badass. I could play My Time in Portia in bed.
Yep. Yeah.
My ex would have loved that. He would have loved that because I was
you
like...
Don't talk about
you
it.
Don't talk about your ex.
I know. I didn't say his name. But no, yeah, because I would stay up all night, literally until 8 a.m. playing My Time at Portia. And I did use the Steam Link for it. I would play off the couch.
How do they handle controls, Bobby?
You've got a few options. You can use a Steam controller, you can use on-screen controllers, or you can connect some other controller through Bluetooth.
I have to try this.
As long as you're on any Wi-Fi, anywhere?
Dude, am I?
No, the same Wi-Fi. Oh. So it works just like the Steam sharing or whatever they call it. I can't remember what they call it. Not family sharing.
Home.
Yeah, where pretty much on any device, like even on this computer we're on right here, I could play the games that are on your computer because they're on the same local network.
Yeah.
So it works just like that. It works pretty seamlessly too. Now, when you do go to connect to your machine, you do have to punch in, like on your computer with the games that are installed, you have to find a code and then you have to punch that in on the phone.
Mm.
So there is some authentication required, which, you know, if you're in your bedroom and like shit's downstairs or upstairs or something, that's kind of a hassle. But
have you found yourself doing this yet?
No, I have no reason to really use this. I just don't know why I would. Yeah, I just wanted to test it out. I was very impressed with the performance. Another thing I noticed was it completely transports the audio. So I had something playing in another window, like probably Netflix or something, and the audio from Netflix was coming through my phone as well. So any audio that's playing on the computer is going to come through on your phone.
That's kind of cool.
But yeah, the on-screen controls are really clunky. Like, I would definitely recommend using a Steam controller or another controller.
Then how do you connect that to your phone? Through the Wi-Fi?
Your phone has Bluetooth.
Oh, right.
And I've got a Bluetooth Super Nintendo controller. I guess I could connect to it, but I don't know if I'd really bother with it. I just tried it with the on-screen controls and just navigating the Steam menu, which is basically big picture mode, just felt really difficult. Also, most games don't support the on-screen controls. The ones I tried two or three games and none of them, and they were fairly common games. I can't remember which ones I did.
There's only a couple things I can think about. Like maybe like if you have to do some sort of simple daily quest, maybe do that from bed or whatever, and maybe like the graphic novels.
I would love this because I recently, you know, I'm getting back into the Final Fantasy series, and I play that generally right before bed because it kind of just
relaxes
me. It's super casual. Go at your own pace.
Yeah,
it's nostalgic. It's like a good bedtime story. And doing that in bed
Forger
would
work too, probably.
Forger.
Did you ever play that again, Chi? Did you ever get back into Forger?
I never got back into Forger because it was just too much a
grind.
It is. It's definitely a grind.
Yeah.
And then not to feel like I don't feel like I have anywhere. I don't feel like I have a very strategic way of playing the game. Yeah. So I'm just really just kind of like everything's being thrown at me.
Yeah.
And I know I'm like unlocking more land and stuff like that, but I don't really feel like I'm min-maxing very well. And that kind of bothers me because I love min-maxing in my games, at least in my resource games. So I'll still play Forager, but it's only for a certain mood.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. A cell phone seems a little too small to play this on, but maybe if you had an iPad, might be a little bit better. It's cool that this exists, and it just seems strange to me that now Steam has three apps out there. They've got the Steam Link, which allows you to play your games or stream your games onto your cell phone. It's got the Steam Chat app, and then it's got just the regular Steam app, which you use for browsing the store, also chatting, and authentication when you need to get that two-factor code.
I didn't know Steam Chat was... I wouldn't want Steam Chat on my cell phone, but I didn't know that they had...
Well, it's included in the main Steam app, but now it also has its own...
Standalone?
Yeah, its own app, which I guess has more features, but I don't really see...
A lot of companies are doing this. Like Facebook has its own messenger.
I think it's trying to compete with Discord a little bit, just...
I don't want a Steam Chat.
Oh, so I guess in this mode you can get the... All the fully featured Steam Chat, so you can get links, GIFs.
They need pictures. To update the Steam app.
Dude, it's ridiculous, man.
The Steam app sucks.
There's some things they could improve about it. Yeah, I don't know. It all seems very confusing, but really I only have the one app on my phone just to get that code when I'm logging in.
Look at this Steam app, the one for iOS. It doesn't even cover the top parts. It's ugly.
I've never seen it on iOS.
It's horrible. It's so bad. I think they only made it pretty on Android.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not that great on mine either. What?
It's Ray, just, would you say that your love for Apple is deteriorating a little bit?
No, never.
Oh, my gosh. Nope. There we go. Mm-mm. All right.
Nope. Fuck your Google phones.
All right. If you don't want to have the best phone in the world, that's cool.
It's not the best phone in the world. Not the best one in the world.
No, that's cool.
I can't get viruses. You can. All right.
No one writes viruses for Macs.
Who gets viruses?
Yeah, you guys, the last time?
I don't. No?
That used to be a thing.
No. Sure. You don't even know you have one. So, I'm just saying. You don't even know. You might have one right now.
Keep logging into your Gmail on your iOS, dude.
Nothing will ever happen. Ever. No one writes viruses for iOS or OS X.
Yeah. I'm so interested.
Not enough people use
your review for this, Bobby.
I remember back in the day, there was this huge virus for Mac, right? And there was this whole thing where people were like tripping out about it. First of all, it was like a fucking 100 megabyte install for the virus to work. Yeah. It was this funny
thing.
That's
how most viruses are these days. Like, you have to click yes, install this. So they're usually just trying to trick you by like usually pirated software will do it. You know, if you're going to like public trackers to get pirated software, yeah, dude, you're for sure getting a virus. But for Macs, at least a lot of the old viruses were macros in like Microsoft Word or something. That's where most of them came from.
Hey, what's your shirt, Bobby? What is it?
Oh, ISO Hunt. Yeah, dude, I'm glad someone noticed.
ISO Hunt was the best.
Yeah.
ISO Hunt.
What is it?
Yeah, it's like Pirate Supernova. Bay. Dude, I got a Torrent Spy shirt, a Demonoid shirt. Man, I got some classics.
ISO Hunt was a really
Weren't
good
you
one.
A model for that one?
No. a girl I briefly dated modeled for, what is that? You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking
They're
about.
They're up in Poway. They make all those gamer shirts.
It was like one of the original... Mm-hmm. Gamer.
They got this called Jinx. Yeah.
Jinx. That's right.
Jinx. Yeah.
What's Jinx?
Jinx.com.
Oh, you've never been to Jinx? No, I mean, I never go.
She briefly modeled for me when she came over, too.
Jinx, yeah, this, the little skull.
I've bought some things from
Back
Jinx.
In the day, this was the only place to get shirts, like gamer computer shirts.
Like WoW shirts.
San Diego,
I got a WoW.
Too.
Yeah. I got, ooh, look at Shroud. He's looking cute. Oh, my God, I had a dream
about... He's like 24,
about,
you cougar.
I literally had a dream about Annie Mission. Is that her? Is that Annie Mission? I had a dream about her last night. That's so weird that I had that dream. Is that her?
Shroud is not cute. You think he's cute because of his skill.
Yeah. My type.
Have you seen his teeth?
No, right there. Yes, I had a dream about it last night. That's crazy. What a nerd I am. I had a dream that we co-streamed, and we had the best, like...
You had a dream that you co-streamed?
Oh, that's his girlfriend, right?
Are you serious?
Yeah, because she's a fucking bomb. I don't
think she's not that great. I landed in a game, Apex, with and with Grimms.
I respect her because she's more of a gamer, female gamer streamer, not a female streamer, just female gamer streamer. Like, there are females who are gaming and streaming, and then there are female gamers gaming and streaming.
Yeah. So I saw the names come up, and I was like, oh, shit. So I automatically, I went on the stream to see what they were. I went up to chase them. I third-partied them, but, yeah. They suck.
Okay.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
No, like ammunition. I ended up.
We
in
need
the
to
game
talk
there.
To these people.
Hmm.
We got to talk to these.
We got to change our corporate
so
out first.
Than ours.
Oh my god! Yeah,
the Sea Jinx.
Dude, that's a good Rocket League shirt there. I like that.
That kind of looks like our symbol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our 80s.
Nice.
Speaking of shirts, we should probably get something new out before TwitchCon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. We can't just.
We do a DLG TwitchCon shirt. I don't know. Maybe we can throw some ideas around.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, I watched a movie this week. So last week we were talking about. We were trying to figure out when that Street Fighter II movie came out, the animated one, and it was 1994, the same year that the live-action movie came out.
Wow.
So this movie, the version that I watched was the 2006 version. It was dubbed in English, and it was uncensored. I thought, why does this have to be uncensored? Well, apparently there's a shower scene where Chun-Li is topless.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're talking like 5 seconds, nothing major. Then she dries
off.
That's
all you need, bro.
She throws on a bathrobe, puts her hair up, and then gets into his brutal fight with Vega. So I couldn't get into this.
Well, dude, that whole fight seems pretty intense. That whole
you couldn't get into
wait,
this
what?
Movie?
Not as an adult, no.
Wow.
But as a kid, I would have loved this because it does what
oh, really?
Mortal Kombat did because it delivers on the premise of Street Fighter. All the Street Fighters appear, and it's up to like the Super Street Fighter guys. So DJ, Cammy, Fei Long, mm-hmm. they're all in there.
Even T-Hawk shows
up. Yeah, T-Hawk's mm-hmm. in there for a minute. Yeah, and they all fight.
Cammy.
Like they show up, they fight. You know, some of them are just in there for a little bit. Yeah, the story really centers around Ryu.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, it was pretty good. It lives up to the Street Fighter name. Of course, the dubbing is just way off, but
you
I guess
to the
that's
dubbing,
just,
you didn't.
No, the version I have didn't have the
sub version. Okay.
Yeah, it didn't have subtitles.
And where did you get that version, Bobby? Does that have anything to do with t-shirts that you're wearing?
If you listen to the sub version,
ISOHunt.com.
If you listen to the sub version, it would have been Ryu.
That's true.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's right. That's where I started to learn.
I always called him Ryu, and I always called him Blanca too. And I guess it's Blanca. Yeah.
Blanca, the
but yeah. I got a little story about this.
Back in the 90s where we didn't really have the internet to really figure out.
In high school, I had a Japanese girlfriend, and she went to Japanese like language school on top of high school, you know? And I was like, hey, because I had always heard, like when you're reading EGM, it says like Ryu means dragon and like Ken means punch. So Shoryuken means real dragon punch.
I'm you mean like, show oh, Ryuken?
Yes.
No, you called him Ryu even though it's Ryu. We went over this. So it's
Shoryuken.
Yeah, Shoryuken. But you called him Ryu.
Right.
You say show Ryuku.
Yeah, right.
But you're
right.
You say.
Correct.
But you call him Ryu.
You're correct about me being wrong. You are because I grew up calling him right. So
you pronounce it's so funny. It's cool.
So I was like, "Hey, you're Japanese. You speak Japanese. What does Ryu mean?" And then she's like, "Yeah, I don't know. Because I guess there's different. Not only are there different dialects, but there's also like these are old words and these are new words or something like that. I don't know. That's the way I understood it. I was like, shit. All right. Well, I guess EGM's been lying to me this whole time. So then I met her dad." And then his name was Yoshi, of course. And I was like,
yeah, of course.
Hey, dad. She's like, hey, dad, he wants to know what, if you know what Ryu means. And then he goes, Ryu in Japanese? No, I don't know. Yeah, no, I do not know. I was like, all right, cool. So I started walking away and he goes, wait. And I turned and he goes, could it mean dragon? And I was like, oh shit.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like, yeah, he's like, it's, I don't know.
Like a movie.
Wait.
Emilio just turns around.
He's like, sensei.
So the plot of the story, I think it lines up with the plot of the video game.
Nah, not really.
Yeah, because Bison's got this international crime organization. Guile's heading this operation to try and stop it. And
just like the movie.
Yeah, I don't even remember the live action movie, to be honest with you.
Same thing.
But
just really shitty.
Yeah, I don't know. Just there were scenes that, of course, they all do their special moves and stuff. So I'm like, okay, cool, you got that. Mortal Kombat got that right. But then at the end, Ryu's just you know the wandering warrior. He's walking away, and that's how if you beat the game as
with
Ryu,
him.
Yeah, that's how away. He ends.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, I would love to make little step stools that were Street Fighter characters, and Guile would be a stool, and his flat top would be just like the flat surface, and then Chung Lee would be upside down.
I would love
down.
To be in your brain for like 5
I know. Seconds. I'm like,
I imagine it's like an acid trip in there the entire time.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Me too. I would like to make
Bobby, does the art hold up?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, it's anime, dude. It's so hard for me to judge anime because I'm just like not used to the medium. So I'm like, why are they phrasing it like that? Why is the intonation just all wrong? Like, it's just very bizarre to me. I don't know.
I'm still laughing at her step stool.
Step stool. What the fuck?
You said you name drop Guile, and the first thing I thought of was
I want to step on his head.
Yeah. His hair? I want to sit on his hair. I want to sit on his hair.
That's what was really missing from the live action one. He didn't have the hair. Jean Claude had this really short
Ooh,
hair.
Yeah.
He just had like a military cut. Didn't
I did.
Mm-hmm. I liked how at the beginning of this movie, it starts out with the fight between Ryu and Sagat, and he does the dragon uppercut and gives him that scar, which I remember from the game. Like that was in. Yeah. I can't remember where that was in the game because it was hard to work story.
It was from Fighting Street, the original one, part one.
It happened at the end of part one.
Because the last boss was Sagat.
Yeah.
And you only played as Ryu.
Sagat? Ryu.
You made me say Ryu, bitch.
Ryu.
It's Sagat, right?
Sagat.
Yeah.
Sagat.
I know. That's what I was trying to say.
Sorry. I like Bob Sagat.
Bob Sagat.
Yeah.
You Sagat.
What's he doing now? He's going to be in something, isn't he?
He's hilarious. Bob Saget's one of the best.
Well, you don't realize because you're used to America's Funniest Home Videos and Full House, and then you see a stand-up, and you're like, whoa, completely different.
What's what's his version of the Aristocrats joke? It's one of the most messed up jokes you'll ever hear.
Well, that's the whole idea about the Aristocrats joke. I think you're supposed to make it worse than the last.
And the last person, right?
The last person that told you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chi, can you talk about Final Fantasy so I can go pee again?
Yeah. Okay. So my homework this week was Guacamelee, and I had some free time open up, and I was in the mood to kind of wind down for the day, and I told myself I didn't want to just jump into something that was new. I wanted some nostalgia. I wanted like a good romantic fix. And it was
and
either
you picked the worst Final Fantasy out of all of them.
It's really not the worst.
It is.
No, it's
hands
not.
Down, it is.
I don't understand that. It's I don't understand it's how people think it's the fucking worst. Why is it the worst? Because it's like a fairy tale esque type of story.
It's so
the combat.
It's so dumb. It's, I don't know. The story. I played this game to the very end, and then I couldn't finish it. I felt like I was like when you're playing it over, like, and you're going through everything. And then there's that one area where you just go, all right, this is the last area to fight the boss.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to finish it in a way. It was so weird.
I haven't actually beaten the game, but I did play a very, very good amount of it. Between my big brother and I, I think we almost shared a game save file because we were so into this game. We virtually played the game through together. And I don't remember beating the game. Maybe I watched him beat it, and that's why I never beat it on my own. But I love Final Fantasy IX. I think it's it's definitely more on the storybook side. Maybe because it is almost like a chibi art style.
It's
disproportionate and stuff like that. I think that have upset a lot of
Final Fantasy
fans.
Because one of the things they tried to do with this game was they wanted to recreate and give these characters a Super Nintendo feel, that short little character, but do it with like the nice graphics.
And it was really nice graphics. Beautiful, in fact, because as you're maneuvering through the world, the different characters were so unique and different. Like, you would have, I like the fairy tale element to it, because you have not just people, you have weird fish people, walrus guy, Vivi, the little black mage, that hideous looking cook bitch. She's ugly as fuck. I forgot her name. I didn't pick her up yet. I have about 6 hours into the game, and it is just making me smile, like, through and through. I am enjoying this game a lot. The pacing's not bad. I did pick it up, and I paid at least $20 to play this game.
All
obviously.
These remakes are so expensive.
Yeah, the port is not that good, I would say, because it did... I had a couple issues with, like, frame drops and... then the game freezing and then the game crashing on me too. But at the same time, I feel like that's almost the same thing the PlayStation would do anyways.
Yeah.
Because, you know, back then you would have four different discs. If you even had a dusty disc or a dusty lens or little scratches on your disc, like, you were screwed. And then, like, you can only save at certain areas. So it's different from an emulator where you could auto save at any point. This one here, you actually do have to wait for Moogle. I think it's, for me, it was the last time I played this when it first came out. I forget how long ago when the original launch was, but it was just really good nostalgia, and it's my storybook game right now going to bed. I was in the mood for Final Fantasy and storybook, and this is the perfect.
Whoa, dude!
This is the perfect playback for me. I have no complaints about it right now.
I feel like 10 was a giant jump forward in graphics.
No, so, okay, so.
Yeah.
So, right. Final Fantasy timeline-wise, well, not timeline-wise, I mean, like, the way this game was released. So
that was PS2 as well.
So,
PlayStation 1.
It was PlayStation 1. X was PlayStation 2. But you're playing Final Fantasy 8, which has this really cool, crazy, weird story. High school kids, all this whole thing. It was really neat. Then they wanted to jump and make a game that went back to the original, to the Final Fantasy roots, yeah. Right? And instead, and like, because even though they look short and weird on the Super Nintendo, they're not really weird, you know. They're not really. So they wanted to make it a thing for this game and make it kind of like, let's make them short and weird, like in the Super Nintendo. But then make this art style out of it.
Mm-hmm. So some people liked it. Some people hated it.
Yeah. Because they looked like Planet of the Apes, you know, and it was just weird. And then they said this story was so cliche and so that people did not like that either. And then they wanted to go back to like the original, like Final Fantasy 1 with the Black Mage and all this, like Vivi being the Black Mage, the Knight just being a straight up Knight, like Sedain being more of just a fighter. And right. To the original classes, yeah. and just
so the combat's good, or
the combat is good.
The combat was the only good part of it, in a way.
It's not only good part. I like the story. I like the characters
compared to all the other Final Fantasy stories. No,
just because it wasn't as masculine, I imagine.
No, not masculine. It's just the stories were actually so complex. Like it's kind of like you're. I don't know. This is me coming from a crazy Final Fantasy fan. You like the last season of Game of Thrones then? Because I only like the first six.
No. Okay, first off, you got to stop bashing Final Fantasy IX because it is honestly not the worst Final Fantasy game. Is. In fact, it's some people's favorite Final Fantasies. For me, I...
can we see a ranking of all the Final Fantasies, please?
IX is just so bad.
It's really
by whatever
not bad.
Comes up first on Google, because that's the official.
It's really not bad. I think it's...
No, I'm just curious.
12 was one of the best ones, and people...
People shit on 12.
That's such a good 12. No, they don't. Look at them.
I don't shit on 12, but I do like 12 a lot. I didn't like 10 when I played 10 back in the day.
I guess let's go to the bottom and start from there. Let's just do the top three.
Final Fantasy 9, number one.
No, it's not.
Boom.
According to BG247.com,
all right,
the most adored Final Fantasy is Final Fantasy 9.
That you're on the worst website ever, because that would be Final Fantasy 6. That is ridiculous. First of all, who's 2, 7? That's bullshit. Go up.
Wow, dude,
6 is third. Wow.
I'm not exactly. I've heard this word a few times, but I don't know what it means.
Yes, 4.
You just got trounced, dude.
This is such bullshit. 9 is the worst fucking one.
Oh, man.
Gee, I don't even know what we're arguing about, but.
That's so bad.
Let's see what Polygon
has to say. Got him.
I'm going to get so pissed off. 6, number 1, of course.
Polygon has 6, number 1. And this. I've only played one Final Fantasy game, but
which is the best one.
This is the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know Final Fantasy games.
Scroll up.
I've never played that one.
12. Look at, what,
people hated the character development and story in 12.
See, this is my. Oh my God. Yes.
But 12 had. 12 character development really fucking sucked.
Fucking perfect. Go up.
Well, you would have.
So
good.
You got to say which ones they are. Okay. So number four.
Yeah. This is perfect. This is all great.
Number 5 is 8.
Yes. That's great. This is the list.
6 is 9.
All right. Fuck you. Whatever. I'm going to fuck you. But it's not top 5. No.
Number 7 is 14.
No.
All right.
right. No, 9 was just...
It's up there, dude. Right. It's still up there, man.
It was never number one.
I listened back to every episode.
I didn't say it's my favorite Final Fantasy. I'm just saying I love it. Whatever. I love Final Fantasy now. And I also love virtually every single Final Fantasy game that I've played. And I've played a lot of them, too.
Final Fantasy 10 number one, that's bullshit. No, first of all, if they say number 10 is the best one, that's
10 is not the best.
Okay, so we're looking at a third website here, digital
see spy. All the ones that like the corny stories think 9's good. See,
dang, 9 number two,
so because they like that corny little love story shit.
That's why I got into it. Didn't I just say I was in a romantic type of mood? Instead of watching Princess Bride, I was like, let's play some Final Fantasy 9. So
yeah, Ray.
Damn it. Never mind. Shadow Mask just said 10 out of the most beautiful story.
Oh, then there we go.
That's there we the go. Never word. Mind. That's the best one.
The mascot says.
Well, just letting you guys know, the best Final Fantasy is...
Those that are in tune with their feminine side, maybe, perhaps, can appreciate the Final Fantasy 9 story.
Speaking of Shadow Master, we have made a new channel on the Discord. If you're going to be...
It's called Shadow Masters, the best.
No, if you're going to promote your stream, we now have a whole thing for that.
I don't think it should be called the self-promo channel. Yeah. I think it should just be the, in general, Twitch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It should just be the Twitch channel. So, like, where you could put...
What if you stream on YouTube,
clips? I feel bad for people that stream on Facebook. I have a friend who plays video games on Facebook Live, and I'm like, you're dumb.
Someone deleted.
They have a way bigger... base.
Depends on what you're doing. Not playing video games.
Someone's looking at my PUBG voice. I'll find you.
Bobby, the knight in this game reminds me so much of the Trine Knight.
The Trine Knight?
Steiner?
Trine.
Oh, yeah.
Salty Steiner. That's funny. I never changed the names in this game, but if I could, I would name Steiner Sir Jura. No, but the characters, the fucking enemies in this game are gorgeous. And it really is truly a fantasy.
Chia, are you going to finish this game?
Yeah, I think I am. I'm enjoying it a lot. I said, like,
you're going to put 40 hours into this?
Bitch.
More like 80, right?
Like, do you know who you're talking 40. To?
You can be like in 30.
We went through this last week, dude.
Okay, like I know I don't beat a lot of video games, like, but my, like, when I actually like a game, I'm the only one losing sleep over fucking video games, more than you guys. And, like, losing, like, no one else here has lost so much life potential to video games but
plus,
me.
Game sucks.
I don't know. Even to this day, you know, I could be finding husbands and making babies, but I'm still fucking playing video games. So let's not talk about whether or not, like, I need to invest more time into video games, okay?
I think we skipped over a few things here.
Yeah, I did, because it was relevant.
Okay, what's Blazing Stoke?
I don't know. I thought it said Blazing Strokes, and I'm like,
I played this game for almost 2 hours, and then I had to go back and look up the name 3 times when I was putting it into highlights, because
this is really cute.
Blazing Stroke is just a weird...
Brazing Stoke?
Brazing Stoke.
Brazing Stoke.
No R.
See, I'm still getting it wrong.
I know, because I just said Brazing Strokes.
And that, like, that collection of letters doesn't work in my head. So, Brazing Stoke is a... right. You can play it 2 ways.
It's a masturbation game.
There's a zombie survival mode where you just kind of survive as long as you can with different kind of loadouts. Those loadouts are based on zombie survivals from other genres. So, like, one's called Daryl, and he has a crossbow. One's called, like, Sean, and he has a cricket bat. You know what I mean?
No.
No?
I don't know what you mean.
Daryl is from fucking...
Daryl? He has a crossbow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sean from Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. Okay. So they give you the same similar loadouts. Okay. And you survive as long as you can. Anyway, the base game, though, the campaign part, is a little more on the sneakier side. So you have to creep around. You can only use your flashlight limitedly. And... I don't know. I'm not a sneak around guy, so I fell out of love of this campaign right away. I had more fun with the wave survival part. There's not a whole lot going here, and I 100% can't agree with a $30 price tag on this. It is super cute. That's the first thing that gets you. Like,
sold.
Yeah, it's chibi. Like, right? You have the big head. Is that what that means?
It's chibi? More like Lego.
All right, this is more like Lego. But the lighting effects are fantastic.
Yeah, those look really good.
It has a lot of good things going for it, but there's just not enough here to ask for $30. I think maybe that's why they have a 75% coupon. So I got it for $7 and I still returned it. Mm. Just knowing that.
Damn.
It's not a terrible game and it's not a bad game, really, even. But there's
is
not enough.
Or
there's
is
not enough there. I knew I would never go back to this game.
I don't think it's co-op.
This without co-op, this would need co-op. I don't. Yeah. See
I do much have to say about
of a foundational
about the
game.
If you like stealth, there's a lot here because you pick up tons of shit, all kinds of weird things off of bodies and because everybody's dead and you're getting things out of locker rooms and stuff, and then at the end of the level or. I'm not sure how it works, but at a certain point, you could just see all the things you have and try to like combine them to make weapons. So like first of all, I got darts off of dartboard, and then I also had rat poison, and it tells you, and then I was able to make poison darts, right? And that would knock them out. So I would just like throw darts at their head and they would fall asleep. Or they eat meat, so then you would make like a rat poison chicken sandwich. And then we'd eat and they would go to sleep or whatever. Like, there's a bunch of combinations like this. And you're not really like, oh, I really need like this. You just pick up everything you can, and then it tells you all the combinations you can make. That was the coolest part for me. But I can't recommend it. Not for $30. Even for $7, it's worth a look at for $7.
I feel like
you still return it for $7, though. Yeah. How is
because I knew I have too much on my plate.
I feel like this would need co-op, and like for me, it seems like something me and my little nephew would play together. You know, just like the Lego game series. It's cool that they have all those little
there's too much
combinations
blood.
Of you pick what there's like Lego blood. Block blood.
No, there's too much blood in this game for little kids, isn't there?
Lego
look at
blood.
That's like disgusting.
It's a lot of pixelated blood.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of red squares in this game. Too much for little kids. But
$30 seems like a lot for a game like this.
Yeah, I would say so too. But I think that
it does look great. Are they appealing? Way better than the screenshots make it look.
Yeah, are they appealing to younger kids? I don't think so.
No, they're not.
If they were selling to kids, I could see why they would keep the price point high because parents don't know any better.
And the same thing happened when I play these obscure games. Somebody comes in that's like an absolute master. You know, that just looks for people looking at it just so they can help him out. I'm pretty sure it was a dev or something. He was giving me like tips, and I was like, man, I feel I shouldn't say anything bad. I think I'm pretty sure this is part of the dev team, but it is what it is. I can't recommend it at $30 for sure.
Let's see if it's ever been on a sale here. You said you got it on sale. Well, with a coupon. It's been on the Humble Store 2 weeks ago for $7.49.
So there you go.
All right. What's this clip from Binding of Isaac?
I've been playing Binding of Isaac again, and I fucking hate myself for it because it's
I know, what the fuck, dude?
It's such a waste of time, man. Fuck. I've been trying to do one thing. I've been trying to kill Greedier with a polyon, and I can't do it. It's just so hard. And a lot of people started watching one. A lot for me.
Why haven't you? I'm looking at your stream right now. Why haven't you worked on your overlay and something cool?
Because I'm waiting for you guys to help me out with that.
Streamlabs OBS. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know.
It does it all for you. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Well,
it's hard using for me to watch.
I don't know. I don't use Streamlabs. Period. I use OBS, and I create my own either overlay or I find one or I can buy one. But
Streamlabs is great.
No, hell no.
Have you tried it?
You lose some of the.
And when I say actual, I hate myself for playing this again. I'm saying I was up till 4 a.m. last night playing.
Wow.
4 a.m.
But we can be playing other games.
No, I know, dude. I know.
There's other games we can play, Emilio.
But
other. You should buy
anyway.
Blazing Beaks and we should play that.
This clip right here that we're talking about.
He killed
it
him
on
finally.
Here because, yeah, well, I killed the hardest guy in the game by accident,
hell
really.
Yeah. What? Really?
Yeah, because I was trying to do my thing that I was trying to do. And then so many people had so many questions because they hadn't seen this game. I was like, how do you guys not know what Binding of Isaac is?
I mean, it
like,
did come out in 2013.
Yeah, that's what people don't know, dude. No one gives a fuck about Scat anymore. Yeah.
So I was like, let me show you what the real or the regular game is. And like maybe on my second try, I just had an epic, epic run.
Loadout, yeah.
Yeah, and it just worked out where...
You know, I've never beat it.
Yeah. You haven't even killed Mom?
No. I've never killed Mom.
That's not
dude. I remember killing Mom. It was a great moment.
No, yeah. Never, because that's just the beginning. I never liked it. There was something about this game.
It could be the noises that deter you, because every time I turn on the stream to watch Amelia play Binding, I'm like, Amelia, I got to mute you, because all I hear is moaning, like, and the, like, squishing noises, like,
and the, crying.
And so there's a lot of poop and it's, blood. Yeah.
And it's
there's
like,
a lot of poop and blood, and, like, you know, I get that every morning, chat, and that's not cool.
Someone in chat was like, this just sounds like the back room of a gay bar, and
a lot of poop and blood.
Disgusting. Also
a lot
accurate.
Of poop and blood. I get it. It's a fact.
Anyway, I'm going to try to pull myself away from it. But half of my time went into that this week, and the other half went into Rage 2. Still having a really good time with it.
It's a good game.
It's a good game. It deserved more than it got. But it's not fantastic, but it is fun.
The only reason we're making it last longer is because we're doing more in the game that you maybe might have to.
But Ray and I both came to the same point where we're like, because we have done so much at the front end, I think we're both ready to beat the game.
Yeah,
we are. So it's time to beat the game.
Yeah, it is.
It's usually how those games go.
Have you got the hovercraft?
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's so much. It makes the game so much much faster.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like you fly around everywhere, and so instead of going all the way around the mountains and everything, you just go direct.
Waiting for the zep.
It's really good. It's really good. But we're not gonna change it. Wait for this game to be $30.
Yeah,
for 30 sure. Bucks for sure, 100% buy that shit.
Yeah. Gee.
Oh no, me screaming, trying to play Guacamelee.
Homework.
Pause this really quick.
Wait. First of all, how much did you play of this game? How much?
An hour and a half.
Oh,
I played only maybe.
Okay, I don't care. Huh? We need to come up with a punishment for not completing 3 hours again. No. We're doing that.
3 hours.
It has to be 3 hours.
It took me an hour
I had to play
this game.
Even though with the point-and-click game, I did kind of maybe leave it on just for a while longer just to make it to the 3 hours. But I made it to the 3 hours.
This game's not a bad game. I like this game. It's actually a lot of fun. But my frustrations aren't with the quality of the game. It was... I family shared off of Bobby. I'm not sure if that had anything to do with it, but he had two versions of Guacamelee. He had the gold version edition and then the super ultimate championship like edition. And so the first one I loaded up was the gold one, and it made me just like want to roll over and die. It was so it felt like the game itself wasn't really working right, and they're leaving. They're not even going to watch my proof here. The proof's in the pudding, guys. It's in this clip. You don't understand that my frustrations aren't with the fucking game. It's what happened was when I loaded up the game, it basically was sped up probably 4x. So, with YouTube videos, you could hit the cog, you could change the speed of the game. And or speed of the video. For some reason, the game, no matter how many times I restarted it, how many times I repaired the game cache, when I loaded it up, it was just stuck in 4x speed, it seemed like.
So whenever
I moved, I would literally hug one wall and then hit the other one instantly. And jumping, my character would just fly across the screen. There was no like movement in between. So watch this clip and tell me that this game is playable at all. So what's happening on the screen is I literally am fighting my first skeleton monster. And it is just back and forth. I can't even tell that I'm dying. And it's just so frustrating and annoying. And I couldn't even see a punch. And just look at how quickly that skeleton is swiping. You can't even tell what he's doing. And it was just virtually impossible to play this game because it was just on some hyper speed and I couldn't get it to work right. So that's
weird.
Not a take on the game itself. It was just my weird situation having to fucking deal with that. So outside of that, outside of having to play at 4x speed, I switched over to the other one, and that one wouldn't actually register a controller. So I was not only super pissed that this game wouldn't slow down to 1x, and then when I loaded up the second game, it wouldn't even register a controller. And I tried switching out to my PS4 controller. I've used many a controllers many a different times. I didn't want to put too much time into troubleshooting every little thing because
I think you self-sabotaged.
It took me a full hour just to
actually start playing the game. I think this is all self-sabotage since you're not trying to do your homework.
And so I started playing with a mouse and keyboard, and I did okay. But as soon as like the combos started. You had to start doing combos and whatnot to get maneuver through it. It was just really awkward, and it wasn't registering like my button clicks, keys simultaneously as well as it would have on a controller, I think. So
I've never heard of anybody having trouble with this.
Yeah, Neil, I'm telling you, she self-sabotages.
I'm not saying that you're lying.
Mm-hmm. I have 2 hours of proof.
No, you don't.
On my stream. I just did you not see the clip?
Nope, doesn't count.
It was extremely.
No, there should be a punishment. I remember when I didn't do my homework at school, I got messed up. So,
give me an F.
No, maybe a spanking. Old school.
God
school.
Damn it.
First review says works on Linux out of box flawlessly. It runs on Linux, but not on your machine. Gee.
It's it could be possible? From the.
How far do we have to go down to get a thumbs down, Bobby?
There's one over here. Let's see. Got this game for free as a promotion. It was free on Steam, and it was...
Yeah, it was free on Steam a couple days ago.
The cutscenes are long and unskippable. The keyboard controls are extremely clunky, and fights just don't scale with... All right. This guy's playing on a keyboard. That's weird. I don't know.
Yeah, that's...
Sucks. Gee, it sucks that you had to go through with that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it was, but it was between...
Sucks you didn't do your homework.
There was an issue between both of the games. Sorry, I'm not going to play a platformer, mouse and keyboard, and actually.
Oh, but I had to play a point and click, and I had to play a tower defense game, and I did play them, and I played two tower defense games, two.
See, I.
But you can't do your homework.
If I can enjoy it the way it's meant to be enjoyed.
No. Not right.
I don't know what would have caused that. I've seen that in games where that's happened.
Like the game itself is nice. It's a good game. It's fine.
Beautiful.
I was
game.
It's
beautiful.
It's an I was, awesome. Game. Honestly, I was. I felt so.
I played this twice. I played this on console and on PC again.
Yeah.
Who's up next?
I think it's you, right?
Is it me?
Is it you? Or, it's either you or Bobby.
Yeah, I think it's you.
Yeah, okay. I think it is you.
I wish we just went in order.
What was the last one you played? Was Sims 4, right?
Yeah, I'm up.
And then he played Division. Up. So you it's you, Bobby.
It? Oh, no, it wasn't a Division. It was Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Okay.
Yeah. I haven't had a second.
So it's you. Oh, then me again?
I don't know how it goes.
No, then it would be back to me.
Yeah, Bobby.
Okay, yeah.
The only time it goes out of row is it jumps to you and then back to her. And then So anyway, think about it. And at the end of the episode, we'll
I almost want you to play that daddy game. The one that got me in trouble.
The one where, like, find your dad in the shower? That one?
No. The one where everyone was a single dad.
Oh, no. The bear one?
Dream Daddy?
You did play that, didn't you?
I did play that one.
Oh, you played Dream Daddy? Oh, you did. Never mind.
And
okay.
Then they've gifted Amelia so many, like, games of that nature.
Oh, yeah.
Hutch knows. Thanks for the subscription.
Thanks, man. Especially after the last 2 minutes, you just decided, yeah, they're worth it.
All right, on to the news. First up, Steam Spring Cleaning Event. So Steam has been doing this the last year or two where they have some event that encourages you to play games that you have in your library, encouraging you to play games that you've never played before that are in your library or games you haven't played in a long time. Just encouraging cleaning out the backlog, basically. Is anybody doing this? I pay it no mind.
Yeah. Well, I was like, what do you get out of it? And it said badges. I don't even know what a badge is. And second of all, if I don't know what it is, I can't attribute any value to it. So
the badges give you maybe 100 XP if you're trying to level up your Steam account. And they give you a little badge in your profile, but it only shows your five most recent badges. So they cycle in and out. It's nothing, really.
This finally says that you have no interest in Steam leveling up. If you didn't do this, Bobby.
Well, I mean, at the point
because this
that
is
I'm
for
at,
you.
Why do people care about that? I've never cared.
It's a pissing contest. At least it used to be. Now a lot of people don't really care about it because it's just gone to another level.
They should have done it for Steam credit.
It kind of does, man. I mean, I make like, I don't know, $0.25 to $0.50 a week off it, just because I get so many
big money.
Yeah, I
know, ooh,
right? It adds up after a while, you know.
Speaking of money,
you could collect lottery tickets from the garbage can outside of 7-Eleven and make money.
But I don't have to do anything. All I do is they pop up my inventory, and then I just have my one-click sale.
Speaking of money, thank you, Recycle, for 100 biddies.
Yeah.
Whoa. Happy biddies.
Nice. Yeah, this is like 300 XP if you do all this, which is nothing. I mean, it takes me, 50,000 XP to get, probably more than that. I don't know. I'd have to do the math, but it...
What is the badge that you showcase? Every profile has a badge that you showcase. Which one is yours?
Well, it shows your most recent one, but you can choose one to feature, and mine's just my plain old Steam, how long I've been a Steam member.
Oh.
Which I think is the default one.
You should play a Total War game.
As I usually do, I'm going to rewind everything. So
I think you and me should Grand Theft Auto roleplay.
Oh, that'd be fun. I
don't even know how to get online with Grand Theft Auto.
No. With Grand Theft Auto RP, you'd have to be part of the forum. And then after that, you need to pay to be part of it, because the sign up.
So you're basically promising to RP on them, or they force you to RP? I don't know.
No, so you
that
pay.
Sounds like way too
it's because they make their own servers.
Oh, okay.
They have their own Grand Theft Auto server. So, yeah, I think you need a different client to get in. Dude, I've been watching that RP. It's so fun, man.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. Hey, dude,
what's your hustle? Like, you go up to people, what are your hustle? Oh, you know, I'm usually just kind of robbing liquor stores.
Yeah.
What do you do? Oh, I steal cars. Maybe I could be your wheel man or whatever. I've seen these videos.
And
it's so funny that people are
some guys
LARPing.
Make characters. Like, there's one of the most popular streamers right now. They make this Asian character.
Uh-huh.
And he has, like, the whole, I can't do it right now.
Well, the accent?
Yeah, because I'm drunk.
Oh, that's racist. You shouldn't do that.
No, definitely do it. I was doing it the whole time. I was
No, because I'm drunk.
Horribly might
I. When I get drunk, I can't do accents. Everything sounds Mexican. It just happens.
Well, I mean,
well, maybe,
yeah.
But no, the RP looks really, really so much fun, man.
It does.
I
want to
do it. I want to just end up in a server, and then they use voice changers. So that's so cool. I want to do that and just be a drug dealer. Wait, that's not really role playing.
So what I was talking about was me and the whole family. Literally, Mila, Sam, and Roberta. So three generations of women. Oh, by the way, I call my house the tres generaciones y el pendejo. So it's like three.
Makes sense.
Yeah, there's three three generations of women and the asshole
and
or the dumbass.
The dumbass.
Yeah, because I'm like the only guy, and like they outvote me on everything.
Sounds like a great sitcom.
Yeah, that's
like,
what
yeah,
that's
like
what
it is. Half men,
it is.
And so, but we're all watching Avatar: The Last Airbender last night because
why?
First of all, it's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah,
it's 5 stars on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally maybe one of the best cartoons ever made.
I heard it was a really good movie. I haven't seen it though.
No, not the movie.
No, not the movie.
The show.
Yeah, there's three seasons.
Not the M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, the show is amazing.
It's just really well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we were all watching it last night because none of them had seen it, and I was like, wow. I suggested something, and everybody's digging it. It's fucking awesome.
Roberta wanted to watch the cartoon.
She's like laughing. She's like, "Ay, wey, qué pasó?" And she's like getting really? Into it. Yeah.
That's how I am when I'm playing Final Fantasy IX.
Like, I wake up as well.
That sucks.
I don't know what that means.
That sucks.
Like, oh shit, horrible what the game. Fuck just happened?
Get excited for a good game.
It is a good game.
If you've never seen it, it's definitely dated at this point. Like, it doesn't even support widescreen. But you can see it for free. If you have Amazon Prime, sign up for Nick Hits within Amazon Prime. It gets you 7 free days, and you can watch all 3 seasons in 7 days if you're an animal.
I love The Last Airbender. I think I only made it through the first 2 seasons. I never really caught on the third season.
Wake.
But it got pretty serious, I think, near the final season.
And then Korra might even be better.
Really?
Legend of Korra,
I heard. Yeah, they follow the female firebender.
Yeah.
Right?
Avatar. The weird thing about the thing, so there's only 3 seasons. There's supposed to be a 4th season, and never was, that ends the show. And that's where M. Night Shyamalan comes in. He made a movie to make up the last season, like to give it some closure.
Yeah,
because there was no closure.
Oh, did I say movie? I heard the movie wasn't that good. Right?
It's not good.
It wasn't good. No,
I had that.
No,
he made it so that there would be a season 4, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome.
Anyway, now let's get back to the news because this is not long enough at all.
Next up, Valve is making its own version of Dota Auto Chess.
Oh, yeah. I definitely played Auto Chess for the first time this week. And Valve needs to make its own version of Auto Chess because,
it's clunky.
This
version is clunky.
Yeah. There was one point where I was in queue for 6 minutes, and it would pop me into a game, bust me out of queue, literally within seconds. And it was just, I have a clip of it, and it was literal insanity.
Yeah.
It was not functioning right and whatnot, but... I know it gets a little bit clunky sometimes, but when I first played it, I had zero issues whatsoever. Yeah. Auto Chess is, you played Auto Chess, right?
I did, yeah.
You liked it?
Maybe.
I don't remember you talking about it.
I can kind of see the appeal.
I don't remember you talking about it.
I don't think you were on that episode.
Oh, okay, okay.
You've been taking a lot of time off, G.
I know. I've been going through a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I was sick. I had the flu.
Okay. All right. Bobby almost died this year. He missed one.
Yeah, I almost did too. My fever was running 103. It sucked.
Oh man,
just joking.
You were that hot.
Yeah,
because you're that hot, Jay.
No, I'm not.
Oh my god, it's so hot.
So what's going? Is this a mobile game? I'm skimming through the article here.
What is it?
I read this like a week ago, and then I totally forgot what it was about. So they're making their own version of Auto Chess, but it seems like they're just hiring the developer that initially made it. They tried to collaborate with him, but it didn't work.
I'm not even drunk yet.
Dota is working on an Auto Chess-inspired mobile game, and Valve will help migrate users. So is this going to be mobile?
What's mobile? Which game?
Yeah, this Auto Chess game that they're working on.
They're going to make it mobile? That would be weird.
Well, it kind of makes sense because of... A lot of auto chess is very much an idle type of game to play.
That's true.
You make your decisions and then you kind of leave it alone. And mobile would work best with that, in my opinion. Whereas at the computer, you're still kind of sitting there full screen. I enjoyed it because it was easy for me to stream and play auto chess simultaneously.
Yeah, I noticed. And you were able to talk with everyone too, and it was really cool.
And I was thinking, my big brother, he's huge in Hearthstone, and he almost strictly plays it on mobile. He doesn't really sit at the computer and play Hearthstone, even though he does at work and at home at times.
He played
sure.
on his phone or on a
He plays tablet. On his phone or tablet, both.
See, the phone seems too small to like make quick
Oh,
movements.
No, he plays on his phone. I love it. I wish I could send you a link. But my bro, he has this game capture on his Samsung Android phone, where literally it will capture his face and put it in a little circle at the bottom, and then whatever game he's playing, and then it'll clip the game, and it will and then you'll see his reaction and you'll see what happens. And there's this one clip that I'm absolutely in love with where my brother has an entire row of shielded enemies, and the enemy player throws out one card, and that when that card attacks one of his characters, it just instantly dies because of the shield. And then like he concedes immediately, and then with the little clip, you can see my little brother, my big brother's face in like the corner, and he just has this most like the most maniacal grin, and it's like those little moments of like of pure victory, and it's so nice seeing those little clips and stuff of my big brother when he does send me. I forgot what it's called. I actually probably need him to tell me what it is. But that's a super cool feature because you're not even streaming, but you're capturing your reaction and the gameplay at the same time, and you're able to share it with other people. And I love it.
Do you like Auto Chess?
Did
you
like it? I do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's actually pretty. I got, I played three different games, and from what I can tell, my friend who got me to play it, he was really impressed by how quickly I picked up on it, considering I haven't played Dota 2 in probably 3 years. So, I like it. It's fun. I don't think I'll play it on mobile. If they have it on PC, I'll play it.
Well, they're going to continue to develop that version, but it looks like they're trying to make a mobile version as well.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, that game's really taken off. All right. Next up. U.S. loot box ban bill gains bipartisan support in the Senate. So this is picking really? Up some traction here. I went through this article. It's a pretty short article on PC Gamer. And the bill is very specific on what it considers loot boxes. It also tries to combat pay-to-win mechanics. And it has a lot of detail as to what what should be banned and what shouldn't, what is allowed. The only example they gave is cosmetic stuff not covered by this. So you can have that. But any sort of pay-to-win mechanic will be banned. And, yeah, I mean, if it gets bipartisan support, I mean, if Republicans and Democrats can agree on something, that's pretty rare these days, it has a pretty good chance of making it to the Senate floor.
Pay to win, I understand. Cosmetics, who cares?
I don't think they're, yeah, I think they are leaving cosmetics alone.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, if someone, Overwatch does it right, nobody complains about the way Overwatch does it.
No, of course not. Because if someone has an addiction to getting skins and doing that stuff, let them be. Mm-hmm. Whatever, that's their own deal. That's like whatever.
But
we have casinos. We have all this other stuff.
Targeting kids, though. That's what this is meant to protect. So I don't know if there's going to be like an age requirement, perhaps, for these things. Maybe it's just something as simple as click this button to acknowledge you're 18, or maybe it's some sort of verification.
I mean, they're not doing anything to target card games. That's the original loot box. Hello.
Yeah, you're right.
It is.
Well, here's the other thing too.
Fortnite is the one that kind of really, really brought this into perspective.
Yeah, and I see this in kids' toys.
Isn't it?
I told Mila, she had her favorite toy, which is called LOL Surprise.
The LOLs, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's called LOL Surprise because you're buying loot boxes.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're getting.
Sorry. We talked about this.
Like, what about our pouches and everything? Like, mm-hmm. anything to inject our children with sugar, too. Children have been targeted from the beginning of time.
But at least you know what you're getting.
When food pyramid. We know what we're up to.
But at least parents know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
So parents are the ones that buy.
At least it's
kids.
Listed what you're getting.
Parents know what the fuck they're
when
doing.
When you buy a LOL Surprise, you literally are buying a box. You can't see inside of it.
Remember, don't max out your kids.
It has tiers of.
They'll get autism.
How rare it's going to be, like. And it became like an addiction. And she wasn't even playing with the toy. She wasn't even doing like this thing. Like, it was all about the opening. Mm-hmm. What am I getting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did I get? The rare one. Looking on the chart, see how rare the one that she got was. We got duplicates. We were selling the duplicates so we could get more.
Yeah. Like,
it's a thing.
That's someone scary. Gave me.
I would outlaw that something. Before loot boxes.
Yeah, someone gave me one of those too. It wasn't the LOL Surprise, but it was like a little. It looked like a little milk carton, and you're supposed to, and everything on the outside. It was just a random milk carton. Someone gave it to me, and they're like, "Here you go. You can have this."
Did you find
like,
a lost kid?
Hmm? A lost kitten or something in there? No. I don't know what it's called, but it was super cute from the outside. Like they were like. All the graphics of the kittens, and it was like, oh, cool, it's going to be a cool toy, or it's like it's going to be a plush.
Yeah.
Literally, I opened up this milk carton. It was Play-Doh. I had to pull out the Play-Doh to pull out the little toy, the little bag with the toy, and the toy looked like a little chess piece, and it was like a kitten, one color, barely any different, like, graphic appeal. It's a choking hazard, and then all they did was shove it in Play-Doh.
It's a money grab.
And then you have to, like, collect all 20.
I was like,
what the F is this? I threw it all away.
I bought a Mickey Mouse one. It was really cute, very detailed, like a old school Steamboat Willie, and I got... two of them, and I got real like the ones that everyone wanted, and I was like, all right, cool, I'm good. I got lucky.
I don't know, that little cat toy thing pissed me off because the Play-Doh was super messy. I was like, I can't believe I have fucking Play-Doh dust all over my house now because I'm trying to figure out what Play-Doh is dust? Actually inside. Yeah, because it dries up.
Oh, okay.
It was stuck in there, so I was like digging in this Play-Doh trying to get the toy.
On Reddit, murdered by words, which means just like somebody killing somebody else with text, right, online.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, one of my favorite ones, or one of the top ones, if you search by best ever, it said that, what is Will Smith's son's name? Jaden.
Jaden
Smith is now the new face of Men's Chanel. And then the first comment was, I wish he was the face of my milk carton. Saying that he's missing.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty good.
Have you seen Jaden Smith lately? He like bleached his eyebrows. So it looks like it doesn't have anything there.
Well, good
it looks
for him.
So weird, and he has pink hair. I saw him at Coachella for a little bit when I was there, which I never talked about on the podcast.
I shake my dreads back and forth. I shake my dreads.
I actually never talked about Coachella. But, well, next year.
Next bit of news here. Ubisoft store leak suggests that an Origin Access style service may be coming.
Of course.
Oh, they wow. have to. Really? Like $99 bucks?
Seems premium? Like a smart move, right?
Yeah.
So the leak showed a premium version as well. So it looks like they're going to do exactly what Origin does, where they have a basic subscription and a premium.
I'm so mad because I own every Ubisoft game.
Yeah, but going forward, this might be a good investment.
Yeah, but then what's coming out? Just
all the Assassin's Creed.
No, what would have been good is if Steam did a subscription base before any of these fuckers thought about it, and then we would just subscribe.
Steam is not cute at all.
I wish we just had that, period. I don't want to buy games anymore. Just give me subscriptions for everything.
If Steam keeps going the way they're going, and the other, and Epic keeps going the way they're going, Steam's not going to be a thing in 10 years.
Wouldn't that require Steam?
Epic has no...
I think Epic is still a shit. I think every other fucking
Epic and Steam are still just like market online marketplaces where you go to buy games. Ubisoft and Origin, I mean, the games that they have like
AAA.
Well, they have like contracts or some legal right to sell those games and offer them at whatever price they want. Right?
Origin can't do that. Origin got Star Wars like full on contract with them. That's really good.
Yeah, well, everybody.
It was crazy after the fiasco.
Never mind.
Whoever owns Star Wars, I guess Marvel. Yeah, Marvel. No, I mean Disney. They were like, we're happy with how it turned out. So even though there was a big fiasco, they're still happy with the money that came in.
Yeah,
like it was still a financial success.
Yeah,
premium pass for this. All right,
go easy, dude. I made these strong.
But then again, I can't taste the vodka anymore.
I know. That means it's working.
But that's okay, it's neat. But then Ubisoft, okay, they have an Assassin's Creed game every year.
That's
the last two years. I'm still stuck on which one was the Egyptian one. What was it called?
Origins.
Okay. I still haven't beat that one. I have Odyssey. I bought it. I have it. I haven't touched that one.
But Ubisoft either. You're also getting the Far Cry games.
Okay.
What else do you get? Is it Division? Division's on there, Division. But it's not like maybe DLC comes free or something. It's not like
Division, Rainbow Six, Siege, and all their year stuff because they've been going hard on. I think they're going on to 5th year now, and this game is
right.
Still huge.
Nobody else would benefit from the Lab Monkey rule than you. The Lab Monkey rule is don't buy a game unless you're going to play it right then.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah.
Need that.
You're the worst.
That's what I'm like. That's how I buy my games.
I'm the worst.
He buys everything and then he forgets about it.
Yeah.
He forgot he fucking bought an Oculus.
Yeah.
He pre-ordered the Oculus.
Yeah,
they were like, hey, it's going to ship soon.
He's pre-ordered the Oculus Quest, and I got an email saying it's going to ship soon by the end of the week. And I'm like, oh, shit, no, hold up,
Wow.
No, I don't want to pay $400 because I even got the 128 gigabyte one. That's the one I pre-ordered. Wow. And I'm like, yo,
and he always goes top shelf. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
They have a limited extensive edition?
Yeah.
Only $10 for fucking a soundtrack I will never listen to?
Yeah.
Although your consoles are pretty sick, right? Like you have the Spider-Man.
I have the best version of the console. No, I have the anniversary edition of it. The one that was
actually, PS4.
Yeah. And I like a... one of the Xbox.
He puts it on Instagram like only 124 made. And everybody's like, all right.
No, dude, I don't know. Stop. That's why I had issues with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
So there's only...
Lab Monkey is going to save your life, dude.
There's some other games on Ubisoft that I think a lot of people forgot about, too. Games like Child of Light or Valiant Hearts. A lot of these little games that... They're on Steam as well. Yeah, and they're great games, but they kind of fly under the radar, under the big titles.
Is Little Nightmares Ubisoft?
Might be.
That game was so good. It was so creepy.
Hey, Bobby, Costume Quest, is it multiplayer?
No.
No.
That's Bandai?
No, it's not.
Hey, Little Nightmares, I never played that one.
Ooh, dude.
Bandai Namco.
Isn't that, I think that one's on Origin, right? Origin Access?
Maybe.
Yeah, probably. Man, subscription services, the future.
It's the wave of the future.
I think I used Isohunt for that one.
All right, next one is... Is this our last bit of news? No, almost. A new Star Wars movie based on Knights of the Old Republic is in the works. So this rumored for a while.
Like Disney?
This excites me so much.
Full on,
this makes me want to go and take the tour now.
Or is it anime or what is it?
They haven't said if it's going to be animated, if it's going to be CGI. They haven't said anything. This was kind of a rumor for a little while. And then they attached a screenwriter, Laieta Kalogridis. Probably butchering that name. She worked on Avatar and Shutter Island, apparently. So this is actually happening. This is definitely 100% happening.
I bet animated. I'm going to go ahead and...
I feel like it'd be like the Star Wars
you think?
Series that came out, you know, the one that was all CGI.
Well, they don't have any more planned, right? When it comes to the side ones, like the Han Solo one, like the Rebel one.
They've said they're going to take a break from the main trilogy, but they haven't really said anything about
it. Or it might be Disney Plus.
That's true. Disney Plus, I'm sure it'll be on there. Mm-hmm. Maybe it doesn't even come out in theaters.
Yeah.
Because there was a movie about the Clone Wars with Ahsoka Tano and Anakin. And that was like, that movie came out, and I think it actually did hit theaters very briefly. Wasn't there for long, but then that kind of kicked off the TV show that went for like six seasons. Yeah. And they recently brought back. I watched a good deal of that, and I tried to go back and watch it, but it just was like, it's made for little kids. It's kind of hard to get into.
It is.
Bobby, do you get into fan theories and stuff?
Like the fan edits?
No, fan theories, of like, what's going on and stuff. Do you read all that stuff?
No.
Like Boba Fett being Darth Maul? Like that one? I love that one. That one's so good. Dude.
Let me ask you
this. That guy. So
the trailer for the Rise of the Skywalker just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting title, because who's the Skywalker that's rising? I guess people would imagine Rey is a Skywalker, but who knows? Anyway, at the very end, the Emperor laughs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think's going on there? And have you read anything about like what?
No, I don't read up on any of that stuff. I like to go into those movies fresh.
So you don't want me to tell you what
all the theories are?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I've seen some in like the comment sections, but nobody really knows. So
yeah. And I know well right now,
until the movie comes out.
Yeah.
All right. I'll keep it to myself then.
I want to know, damn it.
All right.
I mean,
so,
you can talk about it. I don't care.
Ever since Dark Plagueis, which is the one before the Emperor,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's always been Dark Plagueis, because he figured out life and death. So when the Emperor killed him, he jumped into his body. Palpatine is Plagueis. So then when Darth Vader killed the other one, it's basically one soul that keeps moving on. So that's why Snoke on his face has all the scars from the previous three guys. It's the same soul that keeps moving along. There's one like supreme bad guy.
Oh, wow.
And he just keeps jumping bodies every time the one before him or after him kills him. Oof. And so that now he's back again in another form.
Yeah. Could be cool.
Mine? Blown.
I don't know what to say.
All right, we got
to
move on. Let's move on.
I don't know what to say.
All right. Starlink. I don't know what this is.
This is the future, man.
What is Starlink?
All right. So as you can see,
what is Starlink?
Elon Musk wants to save the world in a bunch of different ways. And one of them is bringing internet to the entire world, fast-paced internet. He says twice as fast as not Ethernet.
Like faster than fiber?
Yeah. Twice as fast as fiber. So he wants to put all these satellites into orbit, low Earth orbit. So not quite space, I don't think. It's just like high in the sky.
Wait, can he do that? Like, is
that's the thing. I don't know who controls this stuff.
Because there's no world order, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't know who controls the sky.
No, there is. I mean, you have to request.
The UN, I guess? I don't know.
No, because the UN is more peace.
No, that's what they have all these. Who is it that you go to when you want to register something at a certain frequency? Is it the FCC?
FCC, but that's USA.
Yeah, but the FCC works with other countries too, because you can't just put shit up there. I mean, when they were developing all this technology, they had to get together and decide. Like,
Canada doesn't have radios. This.
They don't have radios in Canada.
Just make it up.
So, yeah, I mean, you'd have to clear this with somebody, but I'm sure he's taking that into consideration. So he wants to build this giant network around the world that's going to give us super fast internet.
When he started just flying rockets into fucking space, did he have to ask permission to someone?
Yeah, for sure.
Who?
But not just that. Now they're paying him to do it.
Well, who? Because, like, NASA was just the ones doing it, and then every country does it. Who do they ask permission to?
I don't know how it works, dude. But he knows.
Who knows?
He someone. Knows what dicks to suck, because he's digging.
I don't think he's sucking bags.
He's digging giant holes underneath LA right now.
Yeah,
giant
holes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another one. Like, who do you ask?
LA, duh.
Okay, yeah. Let's vote on it. But anyway,
didn't he say that the holes though? Like, he's FAA? Not going to do the thing.
You sure?
He's not going to make the transit thing. It's just going to be a road tunnel now or something.
Well, Las Vegas just signed him up to. They want one of those going to. Vegas.
So ridiculous.
So maybe you might be going into a tunnel to get to Vegas in like an hour. Because they go like 800 miles an hour. Anyway, this is another thing. It's further along than you might think because he last week he shot a shuttle that had 60 of these satellites on it. And they are now currently in orbit around the Earth, I believe. But in order for the network to work, he needs 12,000 of these all over the world. I like the idea. Bringing internet to the world is fantastic. We need to educate people. It's going to be one of the greatest things ever. But one company owning the internet of the world is not a good idea. But at least we're moving in the right direction.
Of course, a monopoly for internet. and being the...
Is that better than no internet, though? There's like people
I have internet.
That have no
internet. I have internet right now.
There's a lot of people that don't have
it. So what? Is this like universal Wi-Fi? Is this what it is?
That's a
good way to put it.
All these are, like, if people are connecting to these satellites, because then what if you're in an area, what if you're in, like, a parking garage, no internet, things like that. It's pretty easy to cut off, like, a satellite connection.
Now, it's low Earth orbit. It's not in space. Damn. I don't know if that matters or if it's more penetrating, but this is what he sees as the future,
Makes sense. And then he might not... be owning,
NASA doesn't make spaceships anymore because they pay him now to do.
Yeah, because they just gave up on that ship.
Yeah, like because it's so much cheaper.
Yeah, it's so much better to just have some other dude do it for you. Yeah, which is cool. This guy's a fucking beast.
Yeah, he might be my favorite human.
Yeah, he is.
Crazy.
Damn, I wish I was that fucking... Ugh.
Let's see. Oh,
think of all that ad space, like literally, though, when you have all of the fucking... It would change the economy if everybody was on the internet, too, in the base. Not the economy, but like the way people pursue, like it.
The number one preventer of poverty is education. And if you get the internet to the worst areas, it's going to help. 100%.
Or they'll just look up memes all day.
Maybe.
You'd be surprised, man. You put a bunch of computers in a school, it doesn't really help, dude.
It's gonna boost the world's population more because of all the Netflix and chill that's going on.
Gats.io and those fucking IO games, man. Like, you'd think they're gonna better their lives. No, dude, they're just gonna be wasting their lives like we are. we were talking before the show, Computex is coming up, starts May 28th. So there are lots of announcements happening in the hardware arena.
It might have even been today, according to chat, but I'm not sure.
It takes place in Taiwan, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Which is in the future.
Yeah. So yeah, it could be starting right now. But this is a huge industry gathering of where a lot of people make big announcements with hardware, and AMD has been talking a lot about there's been a lot of AMD talk about products that they have coming up. The Navi, which I believe is their new graphics cards, mid-range graphics cards intended to compete around the
1060s?
No, 1060s? No, the RTX 2070s.
2070s.
Not the 2080s, the 2070s. So we're talking mid-range. And that's usually the area where AMD does very well with graphics cards. Also, their CPUs, they've got their new Ryzens coming out. Their Ryzen, still for a media center, like a Ryzen 5, is fucking fantastic. You get one of those, they have like a Vega 11 or a Vega 8 video in it. And like, if you're just using that for a home theater PC, so good.
But now I feel like there's been a giant leap forward.
There's always a giant leap forward.
Yeah, is there though? If Intel is in,
no, not always. Not with GPUs.
With GPUs?
GPUs. Yeah. NVIDIA's being a piece of shit with everything they release.
I mean, everything's kind of been slow recently, I guess. But I don't know. Anytime we have any announcement where they always claim, first they come out and they claim, there's usually leaked benchmarks, right? And they're usually internal. So
I linked them.
AMD has, are they on here?
Yeah. I'll see the link. If that was the link that was on the thing. Oh, right there. See, I don't understand what any of this means.
Oh, really?
So, I don't know.
Just read it.
This is the equipment that they're using that I'm
guessing. Fuck you, man. Oh, the article.
This is just talking about a motherboard. So the reason that they know that chips are coming around soon is because the motherboards will start getting produced. So that's probably what this is referring to. But there was a Cinebench score.
Cinebench? That sounds delicious.
So Cinebench does this whole thing where like it rates everyone too. It's really cool.
Yeah, well, they had a score that for like third-gen Ryzens that was supposedly leaked that looked really, really impressive for the high-end CPU. I mean, competing with like Threadripper and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it looks great. But I'm telling you, dude, like it's the exact same conversation that happens every year. Like, I don't even pay attention to a lot of this stuff anymore because I'm just like, yep, new shit. It's faster. Yeah.
So jaded, man.
I'm not jaded. It's just like, dude, I've been doing this since like the early 2000s. Like, oh my God, did you hear about this one? Did you hear about that? And it's just like, after what, 15 years of that, you're just kind of like, yep, new shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
But I don't know if I'm going to.
If there's a giant leap forward, a true one, though, you would want to know about it, right? I would imagine.
Yeah, but is there like a giant. Oh, Ray, would you. Wait, we got. What's Sniper saying? Ray, would you wear a shirt like that with cheese face on him instead
so,
of
says for those. Only listening, I'm wearing a Sasha Gray hoodie that she sells on her website, and it's everything you buy on her website gets donated to, I think, Planned Parenthood.
You bought it on her website?
Yeah. It's
she's so fucking hot, dude.
She's doing this charity thing, so I bought it off there. It's like $50 for this hoodie, which is like, honestly, it's a piece of shit hoodie, but, you know, $50 donated. That's cool.
Yeah.
And it says love, and
her mouth is the O.
Her mouth in an orgasm is the O. Or open mouth. But so Sniper saying, Ray, would you wear a shirt like that with cheese face on it, but instead of saying love, it says love World War Z.
She's not gonna participate, she says.
Oh man, I don't know.
What if it said no World War Z?
Or like zero love, just like,
dude, I don't know. I'd be down to see cheese face like this.
No.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
Especially not over World War Z. It's not going
to happen. All right, Left 4 Dead 3.
All right, let's move on.
All right, so anybody planning on upgrading anytime soon? Probably seen
some. I think we're all sitting at comfortable places right now.
We are, no, yes and no, I don't know. Because you know me.
Yeah.
I feel like my girlfriend's home theater PC can't do 4K. And, well, I mean,
home theater PC.
So I kind of want to let go.
Did you build her this?
Yeah, like back in 2012, 2011. So it's old, dude. It's a triple core APU, man. It's old.
So I kind of want to get rid of my PC, but the thing is, like, I need another tower, but I want to get rid of mine to have one, like a home, like a, I guess a home theater PC, I guess. Is that what you call it?
You don't need much for that, right?
No, you don't,
but there's definitely things, like, I've built quite a few, and there's definitely things you want to be aware of. Like, I would not go over 65 watts on one of those. Because you want it to run cool, you want it to run quiet, and you want like all the little lights turned off. Mm-hmm. You don't need much, but you need, and especially if you're going to do 4K and you want to use your GPU to render, like if you're going to use Mad VR on MPC, then you're going to need, you might need a video card, or you get one of these NVIDIA cards, these Ryzens that have the built-in graphics cards.
So, you know what's kind of interesting? I have a... Well, like one of the very first 4K smart TVs,
mm-hmm.
and it can't download the newest apps. Like,
they can't.
You can download them, but it won't play them. So I can't watch Amazon Prime on my.
That's weird. Well, my TV does that too, but my TV is a 2012. But yeah, dude, it's totally discontinued.
I hate TVs.
Like, you can download patches and everything like that, but I'm up to date.
But
and I just can't.
There was such a huge revolution with TVs during that time. Revolution, I mean, but there was such a huge.
They don't even call them TVs anymore. They call them displays.
Yeah, no,
they can't legally call them TVs.
Yeah, it changed. Like, it's from like it might have been 2014, 2015, 2015, 2016, but from those two ages, they just really fucking changed so much.
So anyway, I'm upgrading.
They have RAM. They have CPUs. They have everything in there. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you pay extra for what kind of processor you have in those.
So now I'm thinking, like, I have to upgrade, not because...
You can't broadcast like Google Home broadcasts your?
I can on most things.
Some can now.
Do these new ones come with Google Home built
no,
in?
No, yeah, pretty, no, and nice. When you're looking at the new TVs, they say
it, and it works great.
It comes with this A9 chip, the C10 chip, the whatever right. chip. They're like they're coming up with their own chips in each computer, right. and each one has AI in it, it's like. Like well,
it's all steps towards my home computer, Bobby.
Oh my god! Shit,
I would just hardwire a HDMI link my laptop or something, and watch Amazon through there. Don't buy a home TV.
It's not the same. No, they're becoming they're canceling that need. You have a controller. You just go. I want to watch whatever the fuck I want to watch.
Gee, and it happens. Most of the time, you're right.
Beautiful.
I Chromecast passion. Everything from my phone.
Nothing upsets me more. One of the biggest reasons.
How do you watch TV when you're on your bed?
I hate, huh?
How do you watch TV?
I don't have a TV in my house.
Okay, then how about your monitor? Do you watch Netflix from your monitor?
Yeah, for my computer.
Do you have to get up to your computer and switch it, or do you have a wireless mouse?
I don't have a wireless mouse, no.
Then you have to get up and change it and then sit and then
lay
down.
Yeah, I'm sitting at my computer.
Yeah, then why do you not like remotes?
Because they're slow and they're kind of archaic.
No, they're not. Have you not touched remotes anymore?
These new ones.
They're slow. You're thinking of the clickers.
Samsung ones are sick.
You're thinking it's like depending on how much battery life I have in my remote.
I've
that's how fast it is.
Plenty of DirecTV remotes, and those aggro me beyond any limit.
No, you're living in the past.
Fucking DirecTV remotes are the worst.
You're living in the past.
It's next level now. Samsung has sick remotes.
Yeah. I would
like. There's like five buttons on it.
The LG remote is like a Wii
every
remote.
Single TV remote I see like that one right now it's triggering.
No, gee, like my LG remote is like a Wii remote. Everywhere I point at it, it does it, and it's instant. And then it's just ridiculous. Yeah,
the voice commands have come such a long way. Too.
I'm getting really drunk. Let's move on.
Well, we're at listener questions.
You're drunk.
All right, cool, perfect.
I can see it in people's eyes right now. He's got that glossiness.
First question from Warconius. He's got quite a few here. I think they're sprinkled throughout. First one, top three Tom Cruise movies.
Is this a real question? Why?
Swear to God, if anyone says Top Gun.
He makes really good movies.
Tomorrow
is what's a movie with Jamie Foxx and he's a hitman? Tom Cruise.
Nobody cares, man.
That's one of the best Tom Cruise movies.
You're being a dickhead.
No. Tom Cruise. You're Jamie Foxx.
You gotta be trolling.
No.
Tom
Cruise no.
Can you pull up his
Collateral.
IMDb?
Collateral. Best fucking Tom Cruise movie. Hands down.
All right.
Hands down.
I mean, if you can't remember the movie, then it's probably why would it be in your top three?
Yeah. Well, because it's Tom Cruise.
I've really been meaning to rewatch recently. Yeah, he does so many movies. This guy works. It's too bad he's a total weirdo with that Scientology.
You have to be a weirdo to be that good.
Scientology makes sense, though, bro. Have you ever thought about it? Watch. Come into my...
Just let's measure your ketones or whatever those...
Have you ever walked into a Scientology museum?
No, dude. They had it at the Del Mar Fair. My buddy Matt, who we were talking about the other day, he's like, "Oh, you know, I got to do this." I'm like, "Yeah, I know."
I used to live in LA. and they have like 50, like everywhere around Hollywood Boulevard, they have Scientology museums. And sometimes they'll be like, they hide it. They hide it's Scientology. They'll be like the Museum of Psychiatric Shit or the whatever. You walk in and you watch all the films, and then at the end they go Scientology. It's like, what the fuck? But they do all this shit. And, dude, it's... I don't know.
It's bizarre.
It's bizarre. Yeah.
All right. So the movie that I have been meaning to rewatch was Minority Report, because I haven't seen that since it came out, and I remember really liking it. Steven Spielberg. But that movie's like 2.5 hours long. So
it gets referenced.
And it had that whole like,
they had a video game about it too, and a TV show.
It's coming,
a TV show.
It's coming up even more now because people are saying that, like, if you are somebody that would, if you're, I don't know, a serial killer, right? Mm-hmm. Are you making terrible choices or do you have a, is something wrong in your brain?
War of the Worlds was good.
Yeah. Sorry.
What?
World of Worlds.
I like that one.
And then the movie Tropic Thunder.
Oh, dude.
Him in Tropic Thunder, he was amazing.
Can't really.
He was amazing.
Oh, come
he
on,
He was
dude.
The best in Tropic
Les
Thunder.
Grossman. I didn't even realize it until the credits rolled. I was like, that was
so
Tom Cruise.
Good.
That, I mean, that's one of hilarious. My top three movies in general is Tropic Thunder. I love that movie so much.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going Edge
Who would be
tomorrow?
The best black actor in the world? Robert Downey Jr.
Edge of Tomorrow, Tropic Thunder.
Edge of Tomorrow, definitely, yeah.
And Last Samurai.
Never saw Last Samurai.
Last Samurai, yes. Yeah. But that's like an actual good movie. You know, let me like Vanilla Sky was good.
Vanilla Sky, yeah.
To be honest, I can't say I have a top three favorite Tom Cruise movies because I've probably only seen
four. How about, what was the movies? Give Me the Money? That was pretty good.
I haven't seen.
That's impossible. Jerry Maguire.
I've seen Jerry Top Maguire. Gun. I've seen.
There's no way you've only seen four Top
Gun. Four, yeah, that's bullshit. I've only seen four different Mission Impossible.
There's no way. True,
but I don't. They're all a blur to me. You're not really good with movies.
Are you that much of a millennial?
I haven't seen Jerry Maguire.
You're that much of a millennial.
Holy yeah. shit.
I said Toby Maguire.
I've seen, of course, Toby Austin Maguire? Powers. I think my history of Tom Cruise starts yes. with Austin
Tom
Powers.
Tom Cruise played Toby Maguire.
Mission Impossible.
That was a cameo. Austin Powers was a cameo.
Yeah, it was. It was a cameo.
Spielberg got a cameo in that one. Gold member. Toby Maguire. But his old ones, like he had some great ones from
the 80s. I love Legend.
Legend. Yeah, dude. Legend. Tim Curry is the yeah. devil. Fucking great.
Risky Business was good. Business. I'm sorry. He Born has on good the 4th movies. Of July. He has good movies.
Rain Man.
I've never God. Seen one of those.
Oh, he does have good movies, even though he's...
Did Rain Man win Best Picture?
Dude, okay, so the I thing is, the thing is, Tom Cruise was good, and then once he became Scientology, everyone gave him a bad
No, he was always rep. Scientology, dude. He was always.
No, but always. No.
He
but,
wasn't born Scientology.
Well, no, yeah, like, I mean, I didn't know about Scientology.
Him and Travolta are like the early...
Yeah,
early.
Okay, yeah, yes. Like,
the reason they're...
But it wasn't that big. We didn't know.
It's because the Church of Scientology has pictures of them having sex with each other. And they said, if you don't promote hey guys, this.
Have you guys seen that documentary, the one on the Scientology?
Yeah.
Okay.
Getting
yeah.
Out.
Yeah. South Here Park. We go, guys. South Park has the best Scientology description in the fucking world. They... If you want to know...
Chef left the show over that.
If you want to learn about Scientology... Watch the South Park episode on it. It's
That's
so
how
good.
I learned about Mormonism.
It's so good.
Yeah, 1989, so good. Rain Man won Best Picture.
Yeah. Rain Man's a great film. It's so good. Okay. Fucking Tom Cruise.
All right.
Dude, well, there you go, Recornius.
Can we get a little shout out for Edge of Tomorrow? Like it was a video game.
Well, you
movie.
Know what's crazy?
Yeah,
dude,
it was.
Look at this.
What do you mean?
2021 or 2020, Live, Die, Repeat, and Repeat in pre-production. He's rumored to be playing the main character, so we may have a sequel to that movie.
What movie is that?
Live, Die, Repeat was a tagline for Edge of Tomorrow, and everybody said that movie should have just been called Live, Die, Repeat. That's a better title than Edge of Tomorrow. Edge of Tomorrow sounds so bland, and that's
what's
why nobody
Edge
saw
of Tomorrow?
It.
Okay, so I never saw it. I never saw it, but what do you mean? What do you mean it's a video game movie?
He gets to start over and over and learn. It's like a roguelike.
Oh, really?
He learns off of every last
You
word.
Haven't seen it? I'm not even going to tell you, dude. Just
you
got to
watch it.
Yeah,
really?
Watch it's so dope, dude. Like,
oh, man. All right. Never mind.
Jesus, it's my number one
Holy
movie.
Holy shit. Like, because when I thought, then the trailers did not give it justice.
The trailers and the title of the movie
made
the most bland.
For us?
Yeah.
Okay.
The trailer and the title make it sound like the most bland movie ever, but it is really good.
It's really good. I haven't seen it.
I watched it skeptically because of that, and I was... Very pleased with that movie.
I'm down. As long as it's not Binding of Isaac, I'm good. I'm down.
All right. Second part of that question from Warconius. Which Spielberg movie would you like to see adapted to a video game, and what genre would it be? I feel like all of his movies are adapted to video games, but that wasn't Spielberg. That was Cameron.
Never mind. Jurassic Park. Wait, what?
Spielberg actually is really into video games, too. Like, he was, maybe not now, but he was always very into technology and video games.
It would be Schindler's List and like
yes, that's and, the game we need.
Okay, Schindler's List, really?
And the genre would be whatever Don't Starve is.
Maybe Schindler's List, but like a Telltale formula.
No.
Like
no, Ready Player One would not be a great video game. Come on, Shadow Master.
Too easy.
Come on.
Too easy. Yeah, but dude, Schindler's List, but like a Telltale game, like an adventure.
No. Really?
Walking Sim.
Do you want to put and click too?
I'm really bad with movies. Can you pull up all the Spielberg movies? I know he's behind like Indiana Jones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that was Spielberg. Any others?
Oh, by the way, sorry.
E.T.
E.T. too. I barely remember E.T.
Let's see. Let's go back to the old ones and start from there.
Bumblebee? Because he's such a producer, dude.
Yeah. Oh, we're looking under producer.
Yeah, no, look for directors.
All right. Director credits. What's weird is to see his actor credits and see all the cameos he's done. He's done a lot.
Mm. I did not know that.
Maybe Poltergeist. BFG. Even though that technically was
no, it's just this question is so like which. I think the question should be like which like movie was not a video game because every Spielberg movie has been a video
dude,
game.
That Jaws Nintendo video game. Yes. I played that so much.
That was so dude, one of my favorites. Yeah.
I really liked Hook the movie with Robin Williams. That was one of my favorite movies growing up.
Were you hearing me talking about that? Because about 2 months ago, I read the Spielberg biography that came out in 96, so not a complete one. But
it's a great movie.
It was talking about Hook and how that movie was such a flop. And I'm like, dude, I remember that movie being huge. And I asked my girlfriend, who's much older than me, six years.
And it's still one of my favorites.
And she's like, oh, yeah, that movie wasn't very good.
She's
like,
that much older than you?
She's your age, yeah.
Get out now, dude. I've fallen apart, dude.
Oh, wow.
Literally, I can't even feel my left arm right now.
Well, she doesn't drink as much as you, so she's holding it together.
No, all right. I think she's dying in 5 years.
How much older is she than you, Bobby?
Six years older than me.
Oh, no, yeah, she's dead in 5 years. with the new ages now.
Maybe I should take heed from her, though.
Twilight Zone, the movie. Fucking John Landis killed 3 people.
Twilight Zone game. No, but
I'm sure it's
already I
can give him credit for Twilight Zone. That's because it's not his.
Okay, can we just say Jurassic Park, but a good game?
Dude, there are good Jurassic Park games.
Evolution,
there are not good.
Evolution's great. Have you not played Evolution?
Sega Genesis one is good.
Yeah, the Sega Genesis Super Nintendo.
Evolution is the one that where you control the
builder.
Park.
Yeah. Play that. It's really fun. Play it. It's on my
That's the first thing that came to my mind. I'd be like, a Jurassic Park thing where you try to build your own
Jurassic Park. It's super cool. And then shit happens.
Have you tried it, Bobby?
I would love for him to make an Indiana Jones game, but
Bobby, have you tried it?
Tried what?
Evolution?
Evolution.
No.
He has it on his account.
Yeah.
On your Steam account?
Maybe you should try playing Bobby, video games.
Bobby doesn't have my account.
No, I don't. We'll have to do a team game.
Yeah, I need to do your thing.
I didn't know Evolution was on Steam. Are you talking about the new dinosaur one?
The new one, yeah, the new builder.
That wasn't called Evolution.
Oh, shit, what's it called?
Fuck, I don't know.
What's it called? Are you sure it's not called Evolution?
Yeah, because Evolution was the old Genesis was the old one.
No, it's called Evolution, isn't it? Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park Evolution was the old one, right?
It's because it's Jurassic World, I think. It's Jurassic World.
Oh, okay, Evolution. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
World Evolution. Yeah.
But there was another Jurassic Park game that was like this from way back in the day, and I think it's called Genesis.
I think it's really fun. Oh, dude, those ratings. Never mind. Don't look at the ratings, guys. Even though they're giving it, it's got a 7 on Steam, but it's fun because. But there is, it does end. Like, there's a lot of these games that they just keep going. You create your park, and you just keep playing. This one just kind of does end.
Yeah, that's it. And I think that's what all the negative comments were about. Yeah. Just it kind of peters out eventually.
Because they make it end so they can add DLCs. That's why.
Probably, yeah.
So.
All right. Another Warconius question. He's got a lot of them. All right, this is from Generation Zero. Who puts the same poster side by side in a room? I imagine this is a result of rush development and not enough content to create room variations.
Generation Zero?
So he was playing the game Generation Zero, and he took a screenshot of this. So a lot of times in games, they have posters up or some sort of design, and somebody put two posters right next to each other.
That's lazy.
I don't think somebody actually did that. They probably have an AI that kind of...
That's lazy.
There's a little program that animates everything.
That's straight up low design right there.
Yeah, I don't think it's randomly generated.
Listen, there was a water fucking bottle in the last episode of Game of Thrones. Two episodes after the coffee cup incident.
because they don't care about Game of Thrones. Have you seen everything? I don't want to talk about Game of Thrones.
If something could happen that big.
Well, this happens in games a lot where you see resources repeated. What was the great game we all loved? Not Dead Island, but the new version of it.
Riptide.
Not Riptide. After that, it's got a sequel coming out. We're all excited
about
it.
Dead by Daylight.
No, the one where you're parkouring across the building.
Dead by Daylight. Dead by Daylight.
No.
No, that's a horror game. Never mind.
Oh, my God. I can't remember it.
Starts with a D.
But yeah, you see the same resources used over and over again in that game. But it's like you go into a house and they've got the same picture of the family.
That should be your homework. Dead by Daylight or some of those horror games. You never play those, ever.
I don't play horror games because they scare me.
You never play those games. No, that's not that.
I'm going to find it out.
I told you guys to give me a horror
game. I mean, I'll do it.
Dead by Daylight. You never played Dead by Daylight? You never played that horror game. You have your group.
Dying Light.
Dying Light, yes. Dying Light.
That's the game we're thinking of.
Yeah.
But that was a gig where I remembered. I remembered seeing a lot of those repeated resources in different houses, and it takes you out a little bit. But it's like, what do you expect with such a large map? But
and most of the time, you're just like running.
Wait, you don't play horror games? Sorry,
no. Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Dude, Visage or something, Outlast. or like Amnesia. No. Outlast sucks. I love.
What the fuck is wrong
Outlast,
with you?
Outlast sucks.
Are you fucking kidding me? Outlast you don't 1 like Final Fantasy 9. You Outlast, say you don't
Outlast
like Outlast
1 and 2.
Outlast 1 no. is one of the best horror games.
I don't like horror games.
I love horror games. Like, I love them. I like to get scared. Outlast 1 and 2, I barely jumped.
Oh, those games were good, though.
I jumped more in the one about the painter, and he goes through him. It's like, yeah, I that was scarier.
Well, I haven't played Layers of Fear, but I've played and beaten Outlast, and I can tell you it's a really good horror game. So and you're not the only person that plays horror games.
Anyway, like horror games is not on the list of things that we can have for
Visage.
Homework.
You should play Visage.
No, it's not on things Visage. That we can play for homework.
Visage.
So.
Visage. Visage. Look up Visage right now.
No, you guys can't come to a consensus. Visage. So I'm just going to play fucking Binding of Isaac.
It's for the night. It's for the night. It's a Visage. Visage.
I told you guys.
So, have you ever heard about PT? PT was a playable teaser. It was a game that was supposed to happen. It was Silent Hill with Guillermo del Toro.
I have a really hard time.
And Hideo Kojima. And they were going to make the next Silent Hill. And they made a game. No, it's just straight up, just third person. But third person. But they made a game, and it was amazing. It was just a playable teaser, which came up before I forgot what game.
Oh, shit, that's scary.
Before
as fuck.
What game conference. But
I can't play this,
the
guys.
Game was so good. So amazing. Holy playable fuck. Teaser. People make clones this. Of it. People started making clones. And like they started making games of that same nature using the Unreal 4 engine and making them so lifelike and crazy.
This reminds me of Fatal Frame.
So Visage is the only one that's had
holy
like
shit, this is so scary.
Yeah, that's had so many jump scares and people just go, holy shit, this is bad. The only bad thing about it, it's not done yet, right? It's not completed because
I can't play it.
No, but you can play the whole first chapter. The whole first chapter will last you 3 hours.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it will.
Nope. Yeah, the way I play.
Yeah. Yeah. The way you play, it'll take you 10 fucking hours.
Mixed reviews.
Because people are mad that they're not finishing it.
Isn't that always the case with early access?
Yeah, early access.
What's next?
No, play that. You're playing Visage. Visage is scary as fuck.
All right, we got a question from Odenrot Tinnen. All right. With the effect player mods have on the extension and life of a game, why do more developers not include more tools to enable the community to mod games? For example, player mods on WoW enable a player to tailor the UI to their wants and needs. In Skyrim, a game released around 2011, is thriving with the use of mods by players.
Because it doesn't get that many more money.
Exactly. That's an easy question.
Yeah, it kind of...
Actually,
it
you make more on a DLC. You make more on a DLC or a expansion pack than you would ever on somebody selling you.
Yeah, hands down. The only companies that really just give you like a mod-based software to continue, or like you know, aside from the mod-based software, you can just do it on your own. Like, but they're from bigger companies that just let you. You know what? We made the game. This is what we wanted. Have fun with it. That's afterwards because they're still trying to make money off the base game, even though it's $10 or $15 now. But it was $60 in the beginning, you know. So, yeah, it's just DLCs. That's why
I feel like Bethesda has kind of worked themselves into a corner with Skyrim, though. Like, if a Skyrim game came out without mod support,
if you think about it, Fallout 76. The mod support there sucks. There's nothing there, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, because they can't do that.
They still need people to buy the game.
Yeah, but it's an online game. It's a little different, right?
Like, and that's why the game sucks.
Well,
maybe.
No, but that was part of the game. They said it was going to be an online game, but they said they were going to mod it. They were going to let people create mods. That was part of the Bethesda conference they had for an E3.
Bethesda.
Motherfucker, really?
Yeah. I mean,
drinking.
It's hard to have both. Like, you either have mod support or DLC, and DLC is definitely more enticing to a publisher because you get a lot more money from that.
Yeah,
we do appreciate mod support. on PC games.
It's dying, though, I feel.
Plus, it's already a lot of...
What's dying?
Would it take a lot of work for these developers to be able to give these tools to
modding
players?
Modding is dying. It is. It really is.
I mean, people will figure it out for the most part, but a lot of it is just allowing it, I guess.
Because no one wants to mod anymore. The moment they start modding, they just go, holy shit, why am I modding?
That's the other thing.
I can make a game.
Oh, yeah.
And then I can sell that game on Steam for alpha...
Yeah,
for alpha access.
Yeah,
and let me get enough money.
Okay, stopping.
And then, my next game will be beta access. So, oh my god, gaming!
All right, this one's from Sniper. He says, "Do you guys have enough intel to know what percent of the Epic Store discount versus Steam goes to the publisher? How much more are developers getting paid versus the publisher? Is the Epic Store really just empowering the middleman with lucrative incentives? We could take Borderlands 3 as an example. Exclusivity on ES for 6 months, Epic Store for 6 months, publisher 2K Games, developer Gearbox Software using the Unreal 4 engine." He's got a graphic here I'll bring up. So,
first of all, no, we don't have the information. Second of all, we can speculate and make things up. So, I did read about them passing the, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, about the transaction fees being paid by the consumer on Epic Store. And on Steam, they pick it up. But I think that's only like 2-3%. So, the rest of it, I don't know where it goes. I don't know where the margins are. So, but if they're all jumping ship and they're all doing this, it must be good business. Otherwise, why would they all be doing it?
Well, wasn't the Epic Store paying for these exclusives?
Yeah, we that's on top of that. Yeah.
No, that was just it. That was just a top fee, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they are.
But even if you don't do the exclusive, you get that 11% or whatever.
Yeah, they're making a little bit more. So yeah. Steam's about 30, and then the Epic Store's about 12.
Probably 15, I would guess. At the end of the day.
Well, they said what it was, didn't they?
Yeah, it was like 11.
I thought it was 12.
Okay, 12. But let's say we got to add like 3% on that because the transaction fees are on the consumer now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not on Steam. But so yeah, I have no idea, man. It'll all come out in the wash.
All right. Let's see. This is not a question, but a comment from Morconius. The Quantic Dream games, setting aside Detroit, as I have not played it yet, are not good. The story always goes to complete shit in the last third of the game. A lot of the messaging and agenda in the stories are too on the nose. And with Heavy Rain, there are fucking QT, quick time for shaving, brushing teeth, and pissing. It's so fucking stupid. Plus, David Cage is a perverted Frenchman.
Other people.
Is that even a question? That's a comment.
Yeah,
it's well, that's
a comment. Yeah.
Other people said the same thing. But no, the other people were. I read like two other comments that were more with you guys. Like they loved the series.
Yeah.
Heavy Rain was only.
Reconius, fucking, we used to be
like
cool.
9 or 10 hours.
We used to be cool.
Yeah.
We used to. You have to make it up at TwitchCon.
It's basically just like the sim part of any game.
I know.
It's like you actually become the person.
It's a good game. The story. I feel like the stories are. Pretty intense, especially Heavy Rain, man. Come on. You don't expect that ending. Come on. Unless you're a fucking genius. Or you might be. I don't know.
All right, Coffee Black with a question here. Just saw a mention of this on the news thread, so maybe you already covered it. Have you guys been paying attention to GOG? Apparently, they are working on a new version of their launcher that will allow integration of multiple libraries, Steam, Epic, etc. Is this a legit realization of Emilio's game launcher? GOG, being owned by CD Projekt Red with a reputation for being gaming good guys, inspires a little more confidence in me.
I've heard a couple of people tried it, or the beta or whatever, and it's working.
Are you game talking launcher, about, I don't launcher. Think he's talking about the Galaxy launcher, which is what they currently have.
Do they have that launcher?
They have an optional launcher on GOG. So their whole thing is like, put the power in the hands of the player. So the launcher is completely optional, but it is nice, and it's very scarce. It's not intrusive at all. So when you load it up, you know, you can download your games. When you go to the games page, it has like all the materials you need, any manuals, anything that you would need to download. And then it has links to reviews of the game. Like it's very sparse, but it's everything you need and nothing that you don't. But this is just their game launcher. They call it Galaxy. And again, it's completely optional. You don't need this to install the games that you've bought with them. So I would be surprised if they did something like this, because that just seems It seems like Steam and Epic would have a problem with that if they were making it so you could launch their games without their launcher. I don't know. Depending on the game, I suppose. I think in chat, Fastidious said it was fake, but I guess that remains
to be seen. I don't know, because it's all... If you have the launcher on your...
If you have the game on your computer, then you should...
No, if you have the launcher, the other... Well, can you run the game without the launcher?
I need a launcher that actually really, 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 like, lets you give...
Really, okay. Really, really.
Really, 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 really. So, for instance, okay, so Origin launcher. I have two monitors now that I game with. Well, I used to, and then now I didn't, and then now I do again. And I want to game certain games on certain launchers. The only one that gives me that option is Steam. Steam gives me that, you know, customization to actually...
Launch a non-Steam game.
Yeah, or like a Big Picture. Big Picture lets you choose.
I think that's what this is doing, but taking it to the next degree where if you launch it on GOG, it would launch the other fucking launcher and then launch the game. I don't think it launches the game directly, Bobby. I don't think.
I wouldn't mind having something all in one package.
Yeah, right. It's like the universal remote.
Again, something Steam should have been first to the bat with, but
they don't care, dude. It's Valve.
I've been wanting to play every game but Guacamelee for some reason this week, and I was in the mood. But I did play Guacamelee.
Punishment.
And it punished me for an hour, dude. Go watch my fucking podcast. My podcast.
That's a punishment.
And tell me how much
I'm joking.
Was enjoying trying to play this game. It was just...
No, punishment. Punishment.
What was I going to say? I wanted to play Hellblade. I wanted to play Senua's Sacrifice, but
that doesn't matter. It. Part of DLG is doing your homework.
Okay, I'm not talking about homework anymore. I'm just talking about how
I'm never going to forget this, Chi.
I wanted to play Hellblade. And I noticed Bobby didn't have it in his library. And I was like, okay, so I don't want to buy it. Do I have it from Origin Access? Like, where else could I potentially play this game for free? So I went into Origin Access, realized it wasn't on there. But I saw maybe some other games I wanted to play. And it was frustrating because I think I wanted to download Dead Space 2. And it was one of the Origin Access games or Premier games, and I paid $100 for it, and then I clicked on it, and it didn't even give me the option to install it or add it to my library because there was some error, and I was like, really? I paid $100 to not be able to play the game that you offered to me.
Sounds like you're having a lot of issues.
You need to send it
out. I know.
It happens.
And then, I was like, okay, that's fucking weird. I did reload the page and I did research it, reload everything, and then it worked again.
Yeah.
But it's weird that it gave me that initial error.
Yeah,
it happened. Remember when I said Tropical 6 came out, and then I said, never mind, it's not working, and then I said, never mind, it is working. Same thing happened to me.
Yeah. Really? See, I'm just saying, I don't like how these launchers are basically putting me through the works to play my fucking games. and I'm paying for it. I'm paying for their shitty fucking service. It sucks.
Whose service?
I've never had an issue. I can't say
shitty. No, that was the only time.
I know that you've had a shitty experience, but I've never had an issue. So for me, it's been awesome.
Not only that, I fucking love Steam because of Family Share too. Like having Bobby's Buku library is like totally amazing.
Yeah.
And I know I had frustrations.
Since he doesn't play games anymore, it's always available.
Since Bobby does it, you should rent that shit out, dude.
But I think it's awesome too. And, with Steam Share, like we're able to play.
That is a nice feature.
And
that's
else.
Only, they
and
came
really
out with that 2015.
And it's so amazing. So amazing.
Except we have to keep redoing it.
But I don't see the other launchers fucking doing that for us.
Yeah,
when you think about it,
Whatever.
There's never going to be a launcher that has
everything. I don't know
why
everybody else is like open to all these other launchers where in Epic you're getting hacked every other day. Origin's still a doo-doo bag.
Who cares?
You play games?
Oh my
God,
start
Uplay.
Another launcher.
Last time I had installed Uplay was like 2012.
I don't think what the fucking big deal is about having other launchers.
I had a big problem with it at first.
I never cared.
It's annoying.
Oh my God,
when it's inconsistent.
I have to double click on
something. All right, let's try out this GOG and then we'll talk about it later. All right, what's next?
I have tried out the GOG. Oh, not that launcher.
Thank you, JD. Yes, my hair is growing back.
Okay, very last question here from Morconius. Does Anthem have a future? Is it a bigger failure than
Don't
Andromeda?
Even read the question.
Is it a bigger failure than Andromeda? That's a good question, though.
I think it is because this game caused more issues for EA where, like, EA's taking a huge hit with this. Where like the new Star Wars game, it has to be good. If not, I don't know what the future of EA is.
I think the worst part about it is it's going to drag down the reputation of BioWare. And mm-hmm. we know what happens to developers in EA's grips. The other part of his question, he says, how good does the next Dragon Age have to be to get BioWare back to where they were in the eyes of gamers?
I say it's all in the writing. Writing, character development, I mean, that's probably the biggest miss on any of their flops, Andromeda being one of them. Like, graphically, of course, games are going to have their issues. And I think when it comes to just how the playability and everything, wasn't that long ago. It was 15 years ago.
I think if they put
ago.
A love story in there, then you're fine.
I know.
I'm saying 15 years ago, we were all playing Duck Hunt.
All right, watch.
And impressed by, like, you know.
I was thinking about this the other day.
The pixel graphics.
I was thinking about this the other day. If EA would have never had the press conference the way they did it with Anthem and the way they showed us Anthem, and then they would have just released Anthem. Just like, here you go. You know how like a lot of games are coming out now. Like Dauntless came out, like Apex Legends came out of nowhere. Just boom, they just threw it at them. They threw them at us.
Sure.
If they would have threw Anthem at us just like that, would have had more love. Okay. It would add more love.
I'm not even sure what you're saying, but
no. Like, if
so you're saying the actual game itself, the quality of its gameplay,
with E3, with all the footage, with the way that how amazing you were looking at this game and think, holy shit, it's gonna be the most beautiful epic game ever. And then it comes out, like,
do you think if they oversold it, overmarketed it?
They oversold it. They oversold it.
In the right way.
Stop out overselling?
They oversold it. I think they oversold it.
Drop it like Apex Legends.
But, yeah.
You know, Emilio read that whole article by Jason Schreier about the issues they had in development with Anthem. I think that explains a lot of the problems.
It seems top down.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I don't know. I feel like it's not necessarily BioWare, but maybe EA. Like, maybe EA is like, maybe we just let them do their thing and fucking roll the dice on it. If it's a flop, whatever. But it seems like BioWare has done their best work without that much intrusion.
Because, dude, I'll be honest. Like, the story wasn't that bad. I really fell in love with the characters. They had a lot of charisma. They had, like, the storytelling was really good. That maybe it could have been better because the actual story could have been better, but the storytelling was good. The character animations were really great. There was a lot of charisma from those characters. They were really well acted out. You know, I like that. You know, that Hawaiian guy flying Hawaiian in the game was amazing. You know, it was really good. And I like that. This was the first time ever where I jumped into a suit. Ever. And I loved that too.
Awesome,
and it felt fucking awesome.
Really good. I still like that game.
It was such a good. It was going to be such a good.
And it just bums me out that there's not going to be support for it now.
Yeah. There's almost no one behind this anymore.
Yeah. It's like the interns.
Yeah.
Shadow Master, I did almost miss your question. We got one more from Shadow Master. He says, how can you tell if a game is too big or too small for streaming?
Oh, no. That's not a thing. You can stream any game.
Yeah. You can stream anything.
Yeah,
I think he's saying in terms of like viewership.
There
and
will always be an audience.
What's going to help you build your numbers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
When I was first starting out streaming 5 years back, I was more of the
indie. Were you more on the indie side or more on the smaller game or older game?
Well, I just play whatever game I felt like playing, but I knew I could see my numbers boosting when I was either consistent to one title, and obviously not a dead title. Someone who has a rotating player base like DayZ, I played a shit ton of that. If you're consistent, especially with a lot of League players, MOBA players, Counter-Strike is still very high up there. It's those games with an existing viewer, like player base and a viewer base of that category, you're going to get newer viewers to that.
Yeah.
Outside of what he means by too small, like niche games like Final Fantasy get their viewers all of the time because people love to catch, like people will search up the game and then just click on whoever's streaming.
Yeah,
that was me. That was me with Left 4 Dead. Like that's who I am when I am a Twitch viewer. I follow a lot of people on Twitch and I generally always search up the game I'm in the mood to watch. The first time I ever was on Twitch, I looked up Payday 2, befriended that Twitch streamer, and he was the one that convinced me to get into streaming because he was so interactive during while I was watching him play Payday 2, because I wanted to learn about the game. I treated him like my tutorial, my on the spot review, and got to watch live gameplay and ask questions and all of that. So
just something that, you know, because Shadow Master has asked this question before, because he has asked this question, but you've been leaving a lot early. And we've been wanting
or not being here.
No, yeah. They got a different question.
Well, but it's all streaming questions.
Yeah.
And if you look right now, we have 12 people watching that. We're not the people that asked, dude.
Like, no, it's different. We're a podcast, and we do it once a week. You know what I mean?
No, I think I have really good insight on here. It's pretty obvious too. Like,
this message is cheap.
If you play games such as, let's see, like, here's the thing: you could also ride the coattails of the hype train too. Yeah. When new games are released, that's when people start looking for new streamers as well. Mm. They're like, oh, I want to see, you know, how this game plays. I love to watch people. Maybe there's a new streamer that's actually playing the same type of games that I'm playing. Like, brand new games are really popular too, and in terms of capturing new audiences. But
I feel the number one thing for streaming is work on your camera, work on your lighting, and work on your overlay. That's hands down when it comes to everything. When it comes to anything with film,
I don't think that's not the
no. It's 100%.
No, it's not. It's networking. It's yourself out there. It's making.
Well, obviously,
it's obviously understanding your streamer niche and then
chill the fuck out. Let me finish.
Get him. Get him.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. The overlay does not make you a good streamer.
Oh my god. Hold up.
That's why I go bare.
Hold up. I'm not done yet. Holy shit. I'm not done yet. Holy fuck. All right. Once you have that, people look at your shit.
That can't be good for our monitors too.
Sorry. It's the same thing when it comes to like anything that comes to social media or anything. It's just whenever you're working on something, you have to make it look good, and that makes people come on to you and it makes people jump on your shit and they want to see it. Then it's all up to you. Then
there's it's also really streamers it's up that to have you. Thousands of viewers every time they go on, and they don't even have a web camera
because they're actually good at shit. That's another. That's whole.
So
that's,
I wouldn't emphasize that's way the different. Overlay that, those, and or the camera.
Those
and
are pro players. It's kind of like that's almost if you're talking about like Tfue, right? Tfue is the best fucking Fortnite player in the world. If you look at his stream, it looks like shit, but he's the best player in the world. If you're not the best player in the world, you have to be really good when it comes to comedy, or you have to be a girl when it comes to streaming, hands down. And this has been said, well, by me, by every streamer out there. It's just how it is.
I think.
It's all about your content, and but you're not a popular streamer, Chi. It's like you need to understand that. Like, if the people that actually grow stronger than that, it's because they have that, and that's
to reach those big numbers. So, you're talking about you're, a different
you're you're basically like you're what's the word like you. Just went against what you just said. Like, you have to be a girl to be a big time streamer. Like,
no,
being a girl will instantly make you a big time streamer.
No,
I know plenty of small time female streamers.
No,
why is it always the Shadow Master questions that gets us?
I just don't concur with anything that he's saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that would make you a better streamer if you listen to me.
But I mean,
you're not a big streamer either, dude.
No,
I don't know.
But I know how to handle all that stuff. But I know how to handle that stuff. I've worked with streamers
before. Bobby,
Chief. Hey, what are we going to play? We haven't talked about what we're going to play next week.
I know. We're not even done. You're playing Massage.
I was trying to avoid Civil War, Ray.
We are at 3 hours. We should get past
it. Yeah. You're playing Massage for homework. You're playing the horror game. And that's actually one of the scariest games I've read that exists. Mm-hmm.
And you guys agreeing on this?
You guys agreeing?
I was going to go for it. Well, I think it's Visage, right?
Yeah, Visage.
I think it's Visage. I always fuck that up, but I think it's Visage.
It depends if you want to be a dickhead.
Anyway, yeah. But anyway.
What are you thinking?
I was thinking Quadrilateral Cowboy.
Ooh, I want to play that.
I want to pick what Bobby's saying because Bobby picks games that I hate. So, go.
Yeah, I'll play that. That's on your thing, right, Bobby?
Yeah, you can play it off of my account.
What the hell is this?
This is super weird. Oh, this is by Blendo Games. Yeah,
of course, Blendo Games. They made Typemaster 3000.
This is one guy who makes games. It's a very, very interesting puzzle game.
Is it from the same guys that did that? Those other two puzzle games.
You don't want to give him something that's too hard.
I'm right here, Chi. Yeah.
I'm being very honest here.
No, that's how we talk about it when we're talking about whatever's in the age of something.
Don't give Jocko chicken bones. He's gonna kill himself. I want him to play jazz punk.
I think that'd be really funny. I think that would make him.
That's similar as well.
I think he would definitely enjoy his time with jazz punk. Which is similar.
Jazz punk's a walking simulator compared to this.
I think we give him Visage. Yeah, 30 Flights of Loving. Thank you, Clark.
Yeah, 30 Flights of Loving was
Is it from the same guys?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Same guy.
30 Flights of Loving was walking sim.
This is going to be a good game.
5 minutes long. This was, I mean, it is a good game, but this is definitely not the type of game that a lot of people would play.
I still say you give him Visage. Give him Visage and make him stream it at night. He can only stream after 9
o'clock. Dude, in that garage, that Buffalo garage.
With the lights off. With the lights off. And just now, one light on him.
I don't know. Chi, you be the decider here. Visage or Quadrilateral Cowboy?
I don't know about either of these choices, to be honest.
Well, you hate platformers, and we made you play a platformer. So he hates horror games.
The idea is that it's going to be a game that he would never play otherwise.
I want something that will actually come back with interesting content. If he's not going to be into it, he's not going to have the best review of it. Especially if it goes against his own grain. And then I don't want to torture the man. He obviously doesn't play horror games.
I don't play point and clicks, and you guys made me play point and clicks, and that was torture.
I wasn't here for that, so don't put me on that.
I know. I've been missing out on the last parts when we pick our games.
Have you played Sea of Thieves lately, Emilio?
Oh, come on, that's a fun game we all want to play.
Yeah.
We've been talking about how much we want to play that.
I'll even agree with that.
I mean, that's actually, you know, it's,
we've been talking how much we want to play that.
Yeah,
game.
It's kind of relevant to like the mainstream.
The idea behind this segment is making people play things they wouldn't want to play without trolling.
Yeah, but it's getting outside the comfort zone.
We're not trolling with Visage. That's not a troll. It's a great game.
You're trying to scare me.
So?
Okay, so out of Bobby's scared me comfort zone.
With his point and click. That was scary.
It is pretty frightening.
Would you play anything like Stardew Valley? Have you ever played it?
Have you played Stardew?
Yeah, that could be one.
That's good.
But we gave him a sim game.
Oh my god, look at his face already. Stardew Valley. 3 hours of Stardew Valley. Have you played Stardew Valley?
3 hours.
I want to hear him talk about his crops.
Three hours you're scratching the surface.
Wait. You're playing until you get a boyfriend or girlfriend on the village.
Oh, that could take forever.
Scorched
earth. I know, right?
I'm going scorched earth. I'm not going to plan a goddamn shit. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's see what I do with Stardew Valley.
Yeah. Right, Stardew Valley it is. Let me write it down so we don't
forget.
That's good. No one in the audience has ever played Quadrilateral Cowboy.
So they just don't speak up.
I would actually play.
And I don't want to torture him with the horror game. But
no, we need to make. Dude, I was trying to make Shadow Master play Visage. So hard.
Oh, we just talked about this at the top of the show.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'll read it. So DY,
it's all in the show notes
in Twitch. Yeah. So he's asking about mentioning it, which a lot of people have. A lot of people have said, you know, they forget what game that we're talking about because they're doing something else, and it'd be nice if we mentioned the titles. And I do try to remember to mention the titles of the games often, but we also put the links in the show notes. So if you have your phone or whatever, you just scroll down, and you should be able to see whatever category we're talking about, whether it's on the radar or highlights, like we link all the games in there if you want to find the names of them.
Longest episode ever.
Yeah, maybe. It's pretty long. So what's everyone else playing real quick?
7:15.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget, you can also do co-op on Stardew, but I don't recommend starting that way.
If you want to expand
on the game.
I'd play co-op there.
Can I beat the game in 3 hours?
No. No, definitely not. But no, I do feel like you have to do single player to start out.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what's everyone playing here next week? Conan Unconquered comes out May 30th. I'm picking that up.
I'm going to delete Binding of Isaac for sure. I'm going to finish Rage 2 most likely.
That game's
this
like 100 megabytes, dude. I understand it's like a statement, yes. But I need another video game movie to watch this week. I'll take suggestions if anyone in chat's got some, but I feel like I want to do at least one video game movie a week.
What about the one on Netflix that I told you about?
The documentary?
Yeah.
That's a documentary, though.
But I don't play that game. It's like a God of War documentary, right?
For Honor.
Oh, For Honor. But yeah. The God of War one's coming up. Yeah, before. Mm. Yeah, I don't play either of those games.
I'm playing Tropico this week, finally. So Tropico 6, because nice. I want to play some of that.
G, are you going to do your homework from last week this week?
What? I played it. I don't want to play without a controller. That sucks, dude. That's
I don't know why you're running into issues.
That's torture to me. Yeah.
Playing a platformer without a controller.
Yeah.
I would have done it either.
Yeah, me either.
Although I would have waited until the last minute of the last day.
Or I would have, yeah, also true. I would have Googled how to fix it. I don't know.
Yeah.
House of the Dead. Oh, that movie was bad. I've seen that one before. That would be rough.
Final there Fantasy Spirit Within.
I've only seen one Final Fantasy movie, and I remember it being pretty good, actually.
Which one?
I don't know.
There's more?
The Spirits Within, right?
That's the only one. The
is it the
one?
Only one?
The CGI
yeah, it's
one.
Like the CGI 3D.
Yeah, that's that one.
Final Fantasy.
Yeah, Spirits Within.
Well, no, didn't they have the... That one doesn't... That's not the Final Fantasy VII movie, though.
Oh, no, there is a Final Fantasy VII movie. Yeah. There is? Yeah, there is. You haven't seen it?
Is it good?
It's after.
Yeah,
After Spirits Within.
No, it's after Final Fantasy VII.
Oh,
maybe this was the one
it's,
I saw.
Dude, it's
when
really
did
good.
Come out like 2007 or 2001.
Yeah,
wow.
I don't think I remember.
I own this on DVD. I think it was one of the first DVDs I ever bought. I was in high school when I bought
it. The first CGI I ever
think that
beat
was
off
it.
To.
Advent Children.
Yeah, that's
the
Final Fantasy
VII very...
movie.
Yeah,
Advent Children. Advent Children, one of the best ones.
Yeah, okay, this is the one I saw.
Such a
I was
fuck.
Super drunk, though.
Oh, I have seen this.
Yeah, you've seen Advent
Children. There's a motorcycle scene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not that long, right?
I remember it being pretty good. Oh, this is the whole movie on YouTube.
Oh, I know, it's 2 hours. Oh, it is the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people all have the fucking disease left over from the crap.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Final Fantasy? Hey, maybe. Maybe.
All right. Speaking for Bobby, Chi, Ray, and myself.
Was that hard?
Way 3 hour titties, everybody.
I don't know. It was 3 hours.
Long, long time, yeah. We're not ripping up the carpet tonight.
No, we're not.
3 hours, 10 minutes ago?
No, when did you come during?
That was a literal saying, might I add. Not metaphorical.